throw a party. In the UFC, we know how to kick back.
Bud Light's giving away thousands of trips to New Orleans for the Battle on the Bayou. Get in on the action at Facebook.com/Bud Light. Here we go.
Nearly 300 people are involved in cleanup efforts at the Yellowstone River days after hundreds of barrels of oil spilled. Montana's governor is demanding answers and additional resources. The crisis began late Friday when ExxonMobil says oil escaped through a crack in one of its pipelines near Billings. Americans celebrated the nation's 235th birthday yesterday. Those were the sounds of fireworks in Aurora, California. President Obama celebrated the July 4th holiday at the White House with a barbecue and fireworks display for military families. Obama welcomed members of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard to the celebration.
After all that you do for our country every day, we wanted to give you guys a chance to get out of the uniform, relax a little bit, and have some fun.
Also yesterday, Obama's daughter Malia turned 13. In key states around the country, Republican presidential hopefuls spent the day meeting with supporters. This is CNN Radio.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also, for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wall Street gets back to work after the long 4th of July weekend with a lot of hope the market could piggyback on last week's big rally that handed stocks their best week in about 2 years. The Dow was almost 5.5% higher by the end of trading on Friday than where it began the week. And where may we open this week? Well, S&P futures are moving a little bit higher now, gaining almost 2 points. NASDAQ ahead 6, Dow rising 13. As Wall Street reclaims bull market territory last week, one group of stocks not really matching the kind of gains others have. Older tech companies have lost some of their glow as newer names in the sector take the spotlight. The Wall Street Journal says amid the hype of newcomers like LinkedIn and those yet to start trading like Zynga and Facebook, companies like Microsoft and Cisco Systems lagged the broad market in the second quarter. That did help the NASDAQ fall during that period as the rest of Wall Street was higher. Oil prices bouncing a little bit up now, 41 cents higher, $95.35 a barrel. I'm Steve Potas. Get MarketWatch.com.
The state of our transportation system affects our commerce, our economy, and our future.
Ronald Reagan understood it. Bill Clinton, too. Transportation makes America work.
By modernizing and building roads, bridges, transit systems, and railways.
A network of highways and mass transit that has enabled our commerce to thrive.
Connecting millions of Americans to the economic mainstream.
Our country to grow.
Ushering in 2 decades of unparalleled growth.
The founding fathers knew. Strong transportation networks make America safer and more competitive. They even put it in the Constitution. And President Reagan knew that's one investment worth protecting.
Common sense tells us that it will cost a lot less to keep the system we have in good repair than to let it disintegrate and have to start over from scratch.
It's time for Congress to pass a robust 6-year highway and public transit bill. Because when Congress does its job, Americans can get to theirs.
Clearly, this program is an investment in tomorrow that we must make today.
Paid for by ARTBA and EFTA.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-741-0439. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-741-0439. Again, 1-800-741-0439.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with some... President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan, embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday morning. And hope everybody had a stupendous holiday weekend. I certainly did, and glad to be back. I got to tell you, Radford, a tremendous job in putting together a best of, and even appreciated your little commentary, you know, from take to take, and the way you edited everything in. It was masterfully done.
Well, thank you, thank you.
And I almost got the impression you enjoyed doing that, almost.
Almost. It was something I came in and threw together on Thursday night before we all left on Friday
night.
Well,
now, wait a minute. That's not fair. You didn't just throw it together, and I know you worked on it more than just an hour and a half on Thursday night, so don't do that to yourself.
It was fun, though. Going back, listening to the clips again, and playing, especially, you know, the ones that I threw together, the ones that I like the most. So.
Saving the best for last. The last hour was really amazing.
Well, Bruce Levine and Jalen Rose, can you get better than that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really, I enjoyed it. As hard as it is to listen to yourself talk, as it is, there's no question about that. It was entertaining, so thank you, and I'm sure those that were listening enjoyed some of the moments of the recent past, and also made me aware that I can't ever take a day off.
No?
No, there's just not enough material. You know, you and I had this conversation last week. If I were to wake up one morning and say, dude, I just can't do this today, what would you do?
Well, me and Todd would have a best of.
Well, that would be interesting. That would be very interesting. Anyway, I hope you had a nice weekend. Did you get a chance to go visit your mom and dad?
Yeah, actually, that's where I spent I consider it 4 days. We did work from Friday morning, but as soon as we got done, after we got done eating pumpkin pancakes, of course, I took off and went out there and spent 4 days with them. So,
well, good. That's nice. It's nice that you got a chance to get away. Todd, did you indeed have a nice weekend? Besides, I know you certainly made time to sleep. Beyond that, you did too, didn't you?
Oh, you know it. I was enjoying the extended sleep time.
Did you do anything beyond sleep and watch television?
I went golfing. I hung out with some friends. It was relaxing, but it was a good weekend overall.
Well, good, good. Well, we're back at it today, and we've got a lot of good stuff to get to. And before we get on with the agenda for today, I'm happy to share with you that we've got some gifts to give away, and we're going to do that starting this morning. We have, let's see, what can I pull out of my magic bag? I have copies of the documentary, This Is What Democracy Looks Like, The Wisconsin Workers' Uprising. And it's an excellent documentary. We'll be giving, a handful of those to give away. We'll start giving those away today. I have two sets of tickets to Liz Winstadt's show at the Historic Eagle Theater in Pontiac this Saturday evening in a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. And we are also going to start to give away copies of Bruce Levine's book, Get Up, Stand Up. And so we've got a lot of stuff to give away. And soon enough, folks, I guess I'll announce this now, soon enough, we will have first shift baseball caps and travel coffee mugs as well as bumper stickers. And I hope to have those sometime in the next week or two. And we'll look forward to giving those away as well.
We'll have to get pictures of those and put them on the website.
Absolutely.
We'll all be decked out in the hats and drinking from the mug.
First shift wear.
There you go. I don't know how popular those will be. Right up there probably with Bruce Levine's book, I would assume.
Well, you know, I don't think people are going to really appreciate the book. I mean, we're going to do the other interview with him tomorrow. And you and I, of course, have been raving about Get Up, Stand Up, which I went back and reread part of it this weekend. In fact, one of the ideas, the reason I initially called you yesterday when I got voicemail was I was going to ask you, and I'll throw this out to the audience. You know, do you think it might be worth it to maybe put a little study group together to kind of meet and talk about the book?
You mean what, us?
No. Well, you'd be welcome, as would Todd be, to join. But with the audience, you know, we'll give away the books and then try to find a central location. You know, I think that this book really can move people to action.
I'm still going through the book as it is, and the reason why it's taking me so long is because I go back and reread the same part a couple of times to actually let it sink in. It's packed. It seems like every 20 pages or so, it's a different thing that I'm like, man, I got to remember. This is good stuff. You know, I would go back through, I think, and reread it again and take notes the second time around. So yeah, I would definitely would think that would be something that people might be interested in.
Well, maybe we should put some serious thought to that, because what I'd really like to do is to get a committed group of people together that are looking to kind of change our world. And see if this book can be the foundation for doing that, which I think it can. You know, the section I reread yesterday at great, you know, I really took my time to go through it, was the whole TV part where he talked about, and I'm sure you remember that, he talked about how many hours of television is watched and how it really has kind of trapped us into thinking a certain way. You know, and how there are a handful of major corporations that own, you know, the seven major media outlets in the country. It was just, I just find it fascinating. And part of it for me anyway is I know that there's so much there, and I'm so afraid I'm going to miss something that I have to keep on going back and pulling from it. And I'm telling you, the book is masterful. It really is. No question.
I can't really. You know, give enough force behind how good it is. And I keep telling my friends are, you know, they start listening to the show now because they know that me and you talk a lot. And so they've been listening.
So it's
to
about
the,
you. As
right,
much as
yeah,
saying, okay,
you know.
Well, you know thanks anyway, guys. Thanks for, you know, it is First Shift with Tony Truppiano. But go ahead, Jeff.
Right,
you were saying, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm sorry. They keep saying, man, you guys talk so much about this book, and I'm trying to tell them, you know, how enjoyable it is, and they just don't believe it yet. And so I was asking you this morning, how I get a hold of the publisher to get some more books, and because I'd like to give them out as gifts, and that's how serious I am about how good the book is. I actually want to give them out to friends and family and make sure they read it.
And this truly could and should be a life-changing book, and obviously we'll talk about it more with Bruce Levine tomorrow, and I assure you we will continue to talk about it. But I can't get out of this segment with, of course, mentioning what has been really a difficult week for my Detroit Tigers. They have not done well in the last week. They fired their pitching coach, Rick Knapp, which, by the way, Drew Sharp in the Free Press says is a show of panic on the part of the Tigers. You know, historically, they don't do well in the second half of the season, which we are about to embark on. You know, the only good news category, we have four, potentially five guys in the All-Star game. Alex Avila will be the starting catcher, which he can thank Justin Verlander for. The power of social media.
We'll see. We'll see if Verlander's social media can get Victor Martinez voted in.
Well, you got to be impressed with what he did for Alex Avila, though.
That is. Beating out a Yankee. I mean, especially because if Jeter can make it when he's not deserving at all, and he's the starting shortstop over, you know, guys like Peralta or whatever, and if he can get Avila over Russell Martin, that is impressive.
Well, nonetheless, they lost, and they are entrenched in second place. The problem is the White Sox are playing awfully good freaking baseball right now, And they're on the heels of the Tigers now, just two games back. And I got to tell you, I'm a little concerned. The pitching's scaring me. The starting pitching's scaring me right now. And I just don't know how this plays out from this point forward. But something's got to change. Bats were dead last night. What'd you tell me? The three, four, five hitters were 0-for-9 last night.
Yeah, Miggy, Miguel, or Mags, Miggy, and V-Mart, 0-for-9.
Yeah, 0-for-9. That doesn't portend well for the Detroit Tigers.
But the Inge-Rayburn combination was 1-for-6,
which is just fantastic for them. That's like a bet in 1,000. I'm sorry, I can't get excited about either one of those guys. I just can't get excited about them. And just think, I think back a year ago. I mean, the Brandon Inge knock has been going on for a few seasons now. Remember a year ago, it was all about Gerald Laird and what a wasted position that had become for the Detroit Tigers. Thank God they let him go.
And a year later, now you've got two guys, two catchers who should be, or if people are really... banging the drum to make the All-Star game. So last year, two catchers who you were like, yeah, you could throw away. And Avila is a different, last year's Avila to this year's Avila, two completely different guys. So you had two guys you were like, oh, I'll just throw the position away. And now you got two All-Stars.
All right. Well, before we get to the break here, let me remind you, our toll-free number, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, the email address tony@thetonyshow.org. And our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day, and we'll tell you why on the other side. If Bill Clinton could run for the presidency again, do you believe he would win? That's it. If Bill Clinton could run, would he win? We'll take the break. We'll come back. A lot to get to today. We'll run down what we're going to get to today as well. I'm Tony Trupiano. A pleasure to be back with you after a long weekend. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Moving in great along 96 to those coming in from Brighton. Trying to head in toward Kent Lake, Wixom, Novi into 275 or M5 or going east on 696. Everything's moving great so far this morning.
Drive through McDonald's and grab a new French vanilla frappe. It's a refreshing, slow-sipping experience that's full of sweet, rich vanilla flavor from the first sip to the last, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. Try a new French vanilla frappe today. Only available at McDonald's.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and high of 89. Right now, a few clouds at Metro Airport and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 on 1310 WDTW. Want to save on gas this summer? Use your Discover card and get 5% cash back bonus when you fill up all summer long. Limitations apply. For more details and to sign up, visit discover.com. It pays to get more. It pays to discover.
Hi, I'm David Ricklick, president of Investment Solutions, and I welcome you to Your Money Matters, a live and interactive radio show every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 1310 WDTW. Are you worried your financial portfolio is not well diversified? Are you concerned your assets are not properly allocated given the uncertain economic conditions? It is these and other topics that Your Money Matters with Dave and Aaron will discuss. Tune in to learn more with Your Money Matters every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
So Dave and I are here to help and give the latest trends and discuss the economic situation that affects you. See how our family can help your family and listen every Sunday morning at 8:30 live on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk Station.
The information presented is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. Please note that Investment Solutions and their representatives do not give legal or tax advice. Securities offered through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment Solutions is independent of QCC.
Kids don't come with instruction manuals. I'm Stacey Bachman, and I'd like to invite you to join my husband, Steve, and I here on 1310 WDTW Saturdays at 9 a.m., where on a weekly basis we'll bring you interviews with national and international experts, along with the best tips and techniques and newest information to help you and your child overcome the challenges and hurdles that you're facing so they can reach their highest potential. It's not an instruction manual, just parents helping parents. The My Great Kid Radio Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on 1310 WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Looking for some affordable advertising options? And you found the right place on 1310 WDTW, Detroit Progressive Talk Station. Live and local morning show, nationally known syndicated personalities throughout the day, and informative weekend shows. Hi, I'm Michael Gerson, and I'm here to help you. 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or even an hour-long weekend show. Give me a call, and I can help you. That's Michael Gerson, 248-324-2014. That number again, 248-324-2014, for all your 1310 WDTW Progressive Talk Station advertising needs.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, and we do have a lot to get to. Before I get into some of the issues I'd like to talk about, first of all, I want to say good morning to my friend Pam in Wyandotte. Pam, good to see you active this morning on the First Shift Facebook page. And, yeah, we do have some swag to give away this morning. Also, somebody from the Fire Rick Snyder .org website had posted that volunteers are still needed, and he's right, or she's right, not so sure who what the gender is of the poster, but they have more people looking to sign petitions than they have volunteers, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. I don't know if you folks heard over the weekend, but the MEA, the Michigan Education Association, is reportedly, and I haven't confirmed this yet with the MEA, but I will today, reportedly going to support now all of the recall efforts throughout the state because of what's done with what was done with the 10-year bills. And so we'll get some clarification on that later today and bring that to you tomorrow, I am sure. And in the meantime, if you would like to join us, again, the toll-free number, 888-552-3595. First of all, let me start with a little audio. President Barack Obama speaking to the troops. Oh, by the way, Radford, did you hear that somebody hacked into Fox News' Twitter account and tweeted yesterday that the president had been assassinated?
I did.
That's pretty crazy. And, of course, Fox News justifiably very upset about it. And, of course, they're demanding answers from Twitter because that would be a Twitter problem, not a Fox News problem. But fortunately for the world and certainly the country, it wasn't taken so seriously that there were false reports out there. I mean, nobody was reporting that he was assassinated. But it was out there, which is pretty scary. The good news is he wasn't assassinated. And, of course, he had some nice comments to say to our U.S. troops. That was your cue, Jeff.
All of you who are out there today, you're the reason why America and our armed forces remain the greatest force for peace and security that the world has ever known. And together you're standing with all of those around the world who are reaching for the same freedoms and the same liberties that we celebrate today. So I just want to close by saying thank you. You've done everything we could have asked of you. Your families have served alongside of you with strength and devotion. America's proud of all of you. And as long as I have the privilege of serving as your commander-in-chief, I'm going to make sure that you have the support that you need in the field. I'm going to make sure that you get the care you deserve when you come home. And with the help of Michelle and Dr. Joe Biden, we will make sure America takes care of your families and recognizes the extraordinary sacrifices that they are making. This day is possible because of your service. And so I think it's only appropriate that we give you a chance to celebrate it together as well. God bless you. God bless the United States of America, and happy 4th of July, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty impressive. You know, Jeff, you got to remember that, I don't know, how much blood was shed in order to give us the freedoms that we have today, and certainly the founding of this country and our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know, all of that came at a cost, at a sacrifice that, you know, and the 4th of Independence Day is, you know, certainly a day to remember that, I think, at a higher level. And I don't know how other people celebrate the 4th. I guess, you know, for many people, you know, it's a long weekend. But I hope that there were people that would stop and really just pause and, you know, take note, say a prayer. Just remember. I think it's important that we remember. On the front page of the Free Press online yesterday, freep.com, Jeff, they actually ran this video. They went out and took video of people saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and then they asked them what, you know, it meant to them, and it was pretty impressive.
Well, I thought it was going to be one of those, like, jaywalking, where did anyone screw it up? Anyone forget some of the words?
You know what? If somebody did, the point of this was not to trip somebody up, so if they did, they edited that out. It was pretty impressive, though. It was very patriotic, and you know, a couple of people talked about how emotional the pledge is for them.
Well, that's good. I wouldn't have thought that. I know people, or at least, you know, the way it seemed this past weekend is it was more of a 4-day weekend vacation, you know, it's about time I get something kind of thing. And people do, I think, sometimes lose sight of why we get the 4-day weekend or 3-day weekend.
Right. Well, yeah, you're right. And it's, we need to stop and reflect. A lot of blood was shed in order to give us the country that we have today, which is why, you know, when we do what we do here on this show, it's, you know, I take this very seriously. I certainly, I'm a student of history, of American history, of certainly international history, but American history. I clearly know why, we're here, how we got here, and what it's going to take to fight to get back what we feel is being taken from us. I think that this Independence Day, Jeff, for a lot of reasons, was a little more special to me because of that. I don't know. I'm just glad that, I'm glad that the Freep did that little thing yesterday. It was about 2.5 minutes or whatever it was, but it was really, really well done, and that people do take it seriously. Let me quickly run down what we've got coming up today. We've got a lot of open line time today. In fact, we don't have any guests until our 8 o'clock hour, where we'll visit with our friend, Chris Mihalakis, the legislative and political director from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, and Liz Winstead, who will be, at the historic, Eagle Theater in Pontiac this Saturday. I will be attending with my wife, and I have a couple pairs of tickets to give away. In fact, our first caller, the first caller that would like to get on air, and we're going to make you work for the stuff we give away. I'll give away the first set of tickets in this hour. So if you'd like to go to that, you've got to make sure you can go. All right, we can't waste these tickets now. So the show is Saturday evening. So if you'd like to go see Liz Winstead and do her comedy show, she is, by the way, the co-creator of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And I'm sure that she's going to put on a very funny show. Again, it's a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Michigan. And if you want tickets beyond winning them here, you can just go online and get them at miplannedparenthood.org, miplannedparenthood.org. Here's the topic I want to get into, and Jeff and I were talking about this yesterday, and he'd actually sent along a piece. You know, President Bill Clinton, to many, by the way, still, even though we do have a Democratic president, seemed to see him as the leader of the Democratic Party. So our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day is, would you, if you could run again, would do you think Bill Clinton could win the presidency again? And I got to tell you, he's running away with it. I mean, on the Facebook page, he is absolutely running away with it. You know, somebody did add, I had a yes or no, somebody added, I wouldn't vote for NAFTA, WTO, deregulate the banks, Clinton, if you paid me. But, you know, that being what it is, Bill Clinton still, to this day, one of the most popular presidents in modern American history, and we need to be mindful of all he did for this country, especially on the financial end of it. And he was one tough cookie. He really was. I have a lot of respect for Bill Clinton. All right, so would you, and this is the question, we're throwing it out to you, would you vote for Bill Clinton? Give us a call. Tell us why or why not, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Lynn Winstead this Saturday night in Pontiac. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. Glad to be back on this Tuesday morning. We'll take the break and be back right after this.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update heading out on 275 looks great. Drivers coming up from Monroe. Now we've got some construction near I-75 and 275. Looks like we're doing okay through there right now. As you head much further north on 275, trying to come up towards Sibley, heading up toward Eureka, all along the airport toward 94, not seeing any delays. In fact, we're in good shape all the way up toward the interchange with 96 and M14 all the way up to the Reuther and 696-96 at a change. That all looks great.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high of 89. Right now, a few clouds at Metro Airport and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. This winter sports season could be the National Hockey League's opportunity to have the spotlight all to itself. With the National Basketball Association's players locked out and the National Football League staring down a potential short season, sports fans won't have many other options. If the NBA lockout continues into the regular season, it could benefit China. Kobe Bryant and a number of other players are considering taking the show overseas for an exhibition tour. Meanwhile, the NFL has fewer than 3 weeks to reach a settlement before rookies are scheduled to head to training camp. If a settlement can't be reached and get rookies set to train, that will very likely have football fans looking at, if they're lucky, half a season of pro football. The two sides of the football battle have been working all weekend to get a potential new settlement agreement on the table, but formal meetings won't start until today. The answer to solving state deficits could be flipping the current tax structure. Doug Cunningham reports.
Flip it to fix it. A United for a Fair Economy study shows that states could wipe out budget deficits and pay for public services into the future by just flipping the regressive tax structures to more progressive ones. United for a Fair Economy's Karen Kraut.
It doesn't have to be this way. States could really produce a large amount of revenue. They could have an economically sound and sustainable tax system if they flipped their structures, asking that the wealthiest families pay as a share of their income what the lowest income families are currently paying as a share of their income in state and local taxes, and vice versa.
If state tax systems were inverted like that, Kraut says 60% of state income taxpayers would pay the same or even lower state income taxes while preserving public education and other services.
Everyone in the lowest income quintile and the second quintile would see a reduction in the amount of their income that they're paying in state and local taxes. On the flip side, the wealthiest families who are currently not carrying their weight in terms of the share of income they're paying in state and local taxes, they would be asked to pay proportionally more. The idea of constantly giving wealthy people and corporations tax breaks is going to lift all boats has never proven to be true.
The full report on flipping state tax structures to wipe out deficits is at faireconomy.org. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Thanks, Jillian. Appreciate that. All right, so here's the deal. We got a couple pairs of tickets to give away to the Liz Winstead show this Saturday in Pontiac. The first person to call will get that set. You just need to use them. 888-552-3595. The question at hand is, would you vote for Bill Clinton if the Constitution allowed it, and do you think he'd win? And at least on our First Shift Facebook poll page, yeah, absolutely, people are saying that. Now, you know, Jeff, you and I were having a discussion yesterday about politics and how it's changed, and one of the things in the short period of time, and this has really rather been a relatively short period of time, from 1990 to present day, so over the last 20 years or so, you know, I think that both of the major parties in this country have done themselves a disservice by defining themselves to the finest point that they possibly can, because they are leaving a lot of people out of the process. And I think that's what we're finding right now with regard to progressives within the Democratic Party and the Tea Party members within the Republican Party. Now, I'm not saying that they are necessarily equal in strength. There are certainly far more progressives than there are Tea Party members. There's no question that's true. And progressives are, I think, much more open-minded to what the mainstream Democratic Party does than Tea Party members are to what the Republican Party does. The Tea Party is strictly constitutional. What they believe in, they believe in. They don't back down. They are bulldogish at best. And, you know, I think that we're starting to see that their star is fading a little bit. There's no question to me that is true, although they're out there and they do have an influence, especially with sitting members of Congress, which is problematic. I mean, it really is problematic because it takes away the dialogue and the debate with regard to negotiating policy and law. And so we also have on the other side the Democratic Party, who has been actions don't speak louder than words for them, it seems, over the last 3 or 4 years especially. Obviously, what I mean by that is that, you know, what they're doing isn't meeting the rhetoric that they're putting out there. Now, here's, you know, and then the Washington Post yesterday, there was an excellent op-ed piece on President Obama, you know, his press conference of last Wednesday, I believe it was, and, you know, how, you know, if he doesn't blink, how, you know, the Democrats and especially the president can really win on the issue of the debt ceiling, and which does have to be raised in order for this country to continue to pay its bills. The Republican Party is saying, no, we're going to hold this over your head. We're going to hold you hostage, Mr. President. We're going to make you agree to things that you don't want to agree with. All right, fair enough. But the 14th Amendment, and I've just, you know, this only came out over the last couple of days, clearly states that the president constitutionally can do whatever it is that he needs to do to make sure that the United States stays, you know, fiscally in the black. Well, that's kind of a nebulous term, isn't it? Because we're so far in the red, I don't think it gets any deeper than that. But the president does have a constitutional right and can go around Congress and raise the debt ceiling all on his own, according to constitutional scholars. So the president doesn't really need the Republicans to agree with him on this one. Now, will he use that might and muscle and go around the Republican Congress? Well, that's the question. Now, of course, that's what I want to see him do. I would like to see a President Obama that is much more aggressive, that is much more progressive. Now, he has said, and he gave a speech, I believe it was on Friday, where he said, when it comes to the budget, we need to have everything on the table. As Joe DeSano, our political strategist, told us on Friday, that the Obama administration is actually looking at Medicare and Medicaid and how to redefine it, to cut some of it. And that's the wrong path to go down. Now, again, I'm a realist. I understand that we have substantial punitive debt in this country. But it is easily fixed by letting these tax breaks, especially the Bush tax breaks, expire, which they should have done, all right, back in January. It didn't happen, but it can happen at any time now. Now, they agreed, so whatever that, I think it was for a year, so they agreed to that. You know, that became legislation. They all vote on it. That's that. But at the end of that, they have to let it go. If you were listening to the Labor Radio News at the bottom of the hour, the Center for Budget and policy said that if we had a progressive tax base, if we actually had a progressive scheme that makes sure, and the president talked about this weekend, he talked about it in the press conference, if we actually started taxing people fairly, and that means those that are in the top 5% of earners are paying their fair share. If they were just paying an equal share that those in the middle class pay, we would see a significant reduction in debt. And there's no question that debt is a problem. It's a problem to the point that we cannot continue to ignore it. And so we have to take a look at our tax structure. It's just going to have to happen. And the Republicans keep saying what? The same thing. If we let the wealthiest Americans keep more of their money, it will trickle down to the rest of us. And I'm not going to sit here and have this argument four times a week that trickle-down economics doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And nobody has presented, no one has presented an argument that it does. No one, because you can't. The facts speak for themselves. Again, let's go back to Bill Clinton. During the Clinton years, yeah, he had his faults. Who doesn't? Show me a president that didn't have his faults. But when we take a look at the whole presidency, when we take a look at what he was able to accomplish for this country, we see that there was a wholesale move in the right direction. It wasn't until George Bush came in, and I swear to God, the first one that calls me and tells me, well, but September 11th happened, that's when you become a leader. And George Bush failed the leadership test. I mean, again, he had the right dialogue, but even at that, you know, unless it was written for him, the man couldn't talk his way, you know, out of a piece of bubble gum out of a kid. He was just awful. The man had no oration skills in any way, shape, or form. And we all know that to be true. I'm not picking on the guy. He just had no oration skills. And he wasn't a leader. He didn't lead. At a time when we needed leadership, he wasn't there for us. His response to September 11th was all military. It was all might. There was no finesse to it. And we just kept on writing check after check after check after check. And those of you that were politically active during September 11th and that period thereafter, all right, those of you that were there, that were really paying attention, remember the ongoing fight that if unless Congress approved all of these military checks that were being asked for, you know, time after time after time, the millions and the billions of dollars those requests that would come in every 3, every 6 months. Well, if you don't support the war, you don't support the troops. How many times did you hear that argument? Trust me, I was on the air then. And every conservative and their mother and their brother and their stepchildren were calling my show telling me that line. Well, if you don't support the war, you don't support the troops. You know what? By supporting the troops, to me, would have been to defund the war. The best way to support these men and women were to bring them back home, to get them out of harm's way. We weren't even fighting for democracy. For God's sake, we went into Afghanistan. We left that fight to go pick a fight in Iraq where we shouldn't have been to begin with. Again, this is all factually correct. And so that is the root. That is the foundation to where we're at today. Now, unfortunately, we have to live with those really bad decisions, that lack of leadership from Republicans at a time when we really needed someone to step up. It just didn't happen. And this is what we're left with. So now we find politics. We have two major parties. And I see great apathy amongst the American people because they have become disheartened by the process. And they look at what's going on and they ask themselves a very simple question. Can I make a difference? Well, we're beginning to see that needle move just a little bit. All these recall efforts, that's a way to respond to what's happening. You see, folks, we don't have to accept what's forced on us. We think we do, but we don't. We don't have to accept this. If you can learn to not be afraid to put yourself out there, you know, again, I'm going to probably go back to the Bruce Levine book over and over and over again because it is so profoundly good. We need to unlearn the behavior that we've begun to just accept, this resignation. That's learned behavior. We feel lost. We feel lonely. We feel deprived. We feel abandoned. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so somebody has to start putting themselves out there. Somebody. And I want that somebody to be you. Brings me back to my point. You know, the thing that I've been saying since day one. It's not enough to show up any longer. You have to stand up. What does that mean? It means movement. It means something dynamic. It means collecting signatures. It means showing up at things and volunteering and making a difference. And if enough committed people do that, all of a sudden you have a movement. And because we know that all we want is our democracy back, that's all we're asking for, fairness. That's not too much to ask. Because we're not looking to undo the system. We're looking to restore it. Let's take a quick break here. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org. When we come back, Joe Biden talking to the Teamsters in Las Vegas. You'll hear it. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Don't let gas prices slow down your summer fun. Get 5% cash back when you fill up and use your Discover card. Limitations apply. Learn more details and sign up at discover.com. It pays to get more. It pays to discover.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Recently on First Shift,
NBA veteran and former star of the Michigan Fab Five, Jalen Rose.
There's no way we can help turn around the fate of our great city if we're not educating our youth. Now, you know what those numbers will do. They'll increase the crime rate. They will increase the poverty rate. They'll increase the migration rate of families who now feel like they need to move out of the Detroit area to really find quality schools and opportunity and jobs for their families.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, Joe Biden speaking at the Teamsters convention in Las Vegas last week had the following to say.
USA!
ever think that in 2011 you'd be fighting against the right to work for less again? Did you think that would happen?
Emotions running high in a room packed with thousands of Teamsters. Talks on the economy quickly turned political.
And you guys vote Republican? I'm not supposed to, this isn't political, so I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
Jimmy, your logo has been a horse's head. Their logo should be the horse's other end.
Crowd settled down, the vice president made a push for protecting workers' rights and putting a stop to outsourcing jobs and keeping them within American borders.
These guys argued again, okay, we don't like the Recovery Act, but if we're going to do it, let's do it as cheap as we can do it. It's not about a race to the bottom.
Yeah, Joe Biden, our vice president, really putting on a show. Jeff, you know, remind me to get a hold of my friend Kevin Moore, who was on with us day one of this show. And get him on. He was at the convention last week. Kevin is one of the lieutenants of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, James Hoffa Jr. And certainly will have something to say. Let's get Kevin on the show this week. And because he was there, he would have been front and center while Vice President Biden was speaking. But I really, really liked what he had to say, Jeff. Your thoughts?
I mean, he was playing up to the crowd for sure, but like you said, I think, well, what you wrote to me anyway, is that we're entering a new era, an era where it'll be interesting to see what the unions and the Republic or the Democrats' new association will be.
Well,
are they going to stick together? Are they going to?
Well, they're going to stick together, but it's how they define that relationship now that's changing. And as you know, we're trying to get Richard Trumka on the show, who is the international president of the AFL-CIO. And he has been very vocal about how their donations will be divvied out in this election cycle. He's made it very clear that you need to come to the AFL not with hat in hand, but with a valid reason for their campaign contribution, that they're not just going to give that money away because you've got a D after your name. Which is, to me, very encouraging. You know, I am ultimately very, very curious here to see how labor responds to what has been really 3 years of not very aggressive Democrat agenda. And again, their actions have not met their words. Their words have been on, but their actions have not. And I even look at some of the... So, you know, here in the state of Michigan, the way some of the Democrats are acting in the state house, more specifically, Richard LeBlanc and Phil Kavanaugh, Tim Melton, you know, voting with Republicans, voting on issues that make no sense, voting on issues that weaken unions, that weaken teachers' rights. Now, there's something wrong about that. And if there's nothing wrong with being an independent politician, but, you know, don't present yourself as being something you're not. All right, let's be very, very careful on that. So it'll be interesting to see how they define this relationship going into the election season. Game on. I mean, game on. It's now is the time. Now is the time. 888-552-3595 is the number. Let's go to the phones now. Let's welcome Cliff in Flat Rock. Cliff, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Morning, Tony. I was wondering if you know about the cross-border trucking program with Mexico.
Educate me, Cliff.
It's been going, there's been an argument back and forth now for, I don't know, the last couple of years. And under NAFTA, I guess, there's supposed to be a cross-border program with Mexico where Mexican trucks can come into the U.S. And it has been stopped up until now. And Obama is going to let that go through. And all the big trucking companies like Schneider, J.B. Hunt, Warner, they have terminals set up in Mexico. And they have Mexican drivers lined up to bring products into the U.S. And that's going to dramatically hurt American drivers.
Yeah, see, this is, Cliff, this is why, you know, and I, now I am familiar with it. This is why we need to renegotiate NAFTA. Cliff, NAFTA has been a disaster for this country.
Absolutely.
It's a disaster for our workers. And this is where the president needs to show some leadership. The president needs to step up and say, no, you know what? I don't care what that law says. Because don't for a minute, Cliff, don't let anybody believe that Mexico is honoring NAFTA. They're not. They're abusing it every chance they get. And so this is where the president needs to show some real leadership.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. NAFTA's been a disaster. World Trade Organization's been a disaster, and both parties are in favor of it. And I don't understand that at all.
Because it's about money, Cliff. It goes back to what I say all the time. Follow the money. And this is about, you know, the campaign contributions and the rich cats, you know, filling Democrats and Republican coffers with money. It's no different than what Matty Maroon is doing with the bridge issue here in Michigan. All right? It doesn't matter. He doesn't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. He just sees you as a vote. He sees you as a vote. You're right. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is, again, the president needs to show some leadership. Absolutely. Again, 888-552-3595. Joe in Toledo joins us now. Joe, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi. What's on my mind is a law that they're passing here down here in Ohio. It ties in with what you were saying before about small groups of people making a difference. They have called HB 194, and what it does is it outlaws the minor parties. So, like, I'm a Green Party member, and we've got party status right now because we got over 50,000 votes in the last gubernatorial election. This would raise the bar to 200,000, but it would take away our party status before then, so we wouldn't be able to raise any money to try to get our 200,000 votes.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. And again, this is Democrats and Republicans working to keep the small, you know, keep the people who aren't satisfied with either party. In my case, I'm not satisfied because they're not liberal enough from getting together. And, you know, it's anti-democratic and, yeah, again, follow the money. They don't want competition, so they're outlawing it.
Well, Joe, you know, you and I would agree that they probably should be nervous because if anybody, you know, if we got enough committed people together, we could get a third party going in this country very, very quickly, number one. Number two, with regard to Ohio, what they're basically saying is, your constitutional rights, your First Amendment rights don't matter. I can't fathom that this would hold up in a court of law, but who the hell's going to have the money to fight it?
Well, we did fight it. You know, this 200,000 requirement, we fought it, and that's how we got it down to 50,000, which we were able to do.
But they're looking to turn it around again. Joe, we're just out of time, but I'm going to follow up on this. HB 194 in Ohio. Thanks, Joe, so much. A quick break for the top of the hour. Diane Krause coming up with traffic and weather news headlines from CNN. We'll be back on the other side. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
The forecast.
Good morning.
Our
total traffic update. It all looks good right now as you head down the Southfield Freeway coming from Michigan Avenue to 96 Grand River. We have one lane open. You can get onto the Jeffries, or if you're coming off the Jeffries, you can get onto that one lane of Southfield Freeway all the way down almost to Michigan. But it is closed. Southfield shut down from Grand River to M10, and that runs through October.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms, and a high of 89. Right now, a few clouds at Metro Airport and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Krause. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio. I'm Cheryl Castro. The debt ceiling deadline tops senators' agenda today as they return to work. Tomorrow, the House will resume debate on the same issue. CNN's Libby Lewis reports they're trying to reach agreement before the Treasury Department runs out of money to pay the nation's bills.
The White House and congressional leaders are trying to reach a deal that would cut deficits and raise the amount Congress can borrow before August 2nd. Democrats want to include taxes in the budget deal, including ending tax breaks for oil companies, hedge fund managers, and corporate jet owners. Many Republicans say they won't support any deal that includes taxes as revenue, but Senator John Cornyn and John McCain said recently they would consider ending some tax breaks. Libby Lewis, CNN. Washington.
Violence in eastern Afghanistan claims the lives of four coalition troops. Three died in a bombing. A fourth was killed in an insurgent attack. Jury deliberations will continue this morning in the Casey Anthony murder trial. In closing arguments, prosecutor Jeff Ashton painted a picture of how Anthony's two-year-old daughter was killed.
We can only hope that the chloroform was used before the tape was applied so that Kaylee went peacefully.
Anthony's lawyers say the toddler drowned accidentally in the family's pool. She could face the death penalty. A French journalist files new sex assault allegations against Dominique Strauss-Kahn. The former International Monetary Fund chief is filing a counterclaim against the accuser. The alleged incident happened 8 years ago. Barbecues and fireworks. A big tradition yesterday as the country celebrated the 4th of July holiday. President Obama hosted military service members and their families at the White House with a fireworks display and a cookout. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Come into Sears Auto Center for a $19.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. And through July 9th, save on all Michelin tires and get up to $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7-9 to 7-16.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High-tech shares, not necessarily out of favor, but it's the new ones getting the most attention on Wall Street these days. Newly minted stocks like LinkedIn and those yet to come like Zynga have grabbed much of the attention. Older tech stocks largely have languished lately, even as the broad market has been bullish. The Wall Street Journal says in the second quarter, Cisco Systems slid 22% through Friday. HP was down 12%. Microsoft lost 12% in the second quarter. Now, will Wall Street enjoy more of a bull market this morning as traders get back to work after the long weekend? Well, they face tough competition with last week, which was Wall Street's best in almost 2 years. The Dow and S&P both added better than 5%. NASDAQ ticked up 6%. As far as today goes, S&P stock futures are higher by a little better than 1 point now. NASDAQ futures ahead by 10. Dow futures in the plus column by 36. Oil prices also rising higher by nearly a half dollar. We're at $95.41 a barrel. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
The state of our transportation system affects our commerce, our economy, and our future.
Ronald Reagan understood it. Bill Clinton, too. Transportation makes America work.
By modernizing and building roads, bridges, transit systems, and railways.
A network of highways and mass transit that has enabled our commerce to thrive.
Connecting millions of Americans to the economic mainstream.
Our country to grow.
Ushering in two decades of unparalleled growth.
The founding fathers knew. Strong transportation networks make America safer and more competitive. They even put it in the Constitution. And President Reagan knew that's one investment worth protecting.
Common sense tells us that it will cost a lot less to keep the system we have in good repair than to let it disintegrate and have to start over from scratch.
It's time for Congress to pass a robust 6-year highway and public transit bill. Because when Congress does its job, Americans can get to theirs.
Clearly, this program is an investment in tomorrow that we must make today.
Paid for by ARTBA and APTA.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also, for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for...
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here.
Because...
And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded-out situation.
I think this is a challenge.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of First Shift, Hour 2. Glad to be with you. Thank you for punching in this morning. We've got lots of goodies to give away in this hour. We are open lines the entire hour. I'm going to set that up in just a moment. Want to thank my buddy Alan, who listens every morning, who just wrote, we played some audio from Joe Biden at the International Brotherhood of Teamsters convention last week in Las Vegas. It was pretty dynamic. We'll play it again in this hour. But basically what Alan wrote was, from what I've seen, I believe Biden, being more progressive, would have been better suited to be president than Obama. If Obama caves on the debt ceiling to the Republicans, it may be his downfall in the next election. Alan, I don't think any truer words have been written. President Obama needs to be very careful how he proceeds going forward. That is very clear. And I'm going to tell you again, and I've been saying this now for a few weeks, and I'm going to continue to say it. The future of the Democratic Party and the future of this country rests with organized labor. And it is good to see the labor leaders in this country are stepping up and really ratcheting up the volume of their message. And they're making it very, very clear to politicians that there's no longer a free lunch for them if they have a D after their name. That doesn't mean that money will go to a Republican. That means that those dues that the hardworking men and women contribute on a weekly and monthly basis to their union will be used for what the AFL has been doing, which is organizing locally. They're moving that money back home where maybe it is better used to grow the union movement, which is part of, and I've been very clear about this from day one, part of the mission of First Shift is to help grow the union movement. I firmly believe that we grow by getting closer to our unions. We grow and we protect what is ours by growing the union movement in this state and in this country. That simple. All right, we are open lines this hour, so here's how this is going to go down. This is what I've got to give away. The first five people that call in this hour, we've got some tickets to the Liz Winstead show at the Historic Eagle Theater in Pontiac on Saturday. We've got a couple sets of those to give away. We've got copies of the documentary, This Is What Democracy Looks Like, The Wisconsin Worker Uprising. And we've got copies of Bruce Levine's book, Get Up, Stand Up. So if you can pick from those three, the first five callers. So here's the question. This is what I want to open with. And I've got some other stuff to get to, but this is what I want to open with. And, of course, whatever's on your mind is fine. Do the Democrats need, hear me loud and clear now, do the Democrats need to start showing that they have a steel set and get tough with Republicans. I think it's overtime. I think it's way overtime. What do you think? What do Democrats have to do to take back the message and take back the country? Because it's not just enough to take back the message. We don't want to just own the message. We want to start protecting our constitutional rights. We want to once again strengthen the foundation of this country. We want the middle class to begin to thrive again. We want it to grow again. It is shrinking. The census clearly showed us that. The wealthy got wealthier. The poor got poorer. It is that simple. It is no more complicated than I just defined it for you. And if the Democrats can't turn it around, who can? I believe the Democrats can. I believe the progressive Democrats can. I'm a liberal Democrat. I've told you that over and over and over again. I have the solution, folks. I really do. It's about taking hostages. And what I mean by that is we have to hold the Republicans responsible for every freaking word they say. Every word. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Have you had enough? Have you had enough? I have. I have clearly had enough. Have you? You know, and I appreciate all the email I get from people. I really do. You folks have been amazingly supportive of what we're doing here on First Shift. I need you to call this show. I need you to start being vocal. I need you to go to your Democratic Club meeting. I need you to go to your union meeting. I need you to start showing up at stuff, and I need you to start standing up, and I need you to believe in what it is we all stand for. Our democratic and constitutionally protected rights. I want them back, and I want them back starting now. Not 2012, now. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine. Turn the dial. I don't want one more email on how I've got to stop Republican bashing because I don't care. The Republicans are leading us down the wrong path. That is clear. And as Chris Mihalakis will show us in the 8 o'clock hour when he walks through their agenda, you know, we're gonna grade this Michigan legislature in the 8 o'clock hour. And it ain't pretty, folks. And if you don't clearly see it, then I don't know what. I just don't know what to think. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. Again, we've got some great stuff to give away. Just let Todd know what you want, and we'll make sure that you get it in short order. Let's go to the phones. I want to welcome Doris in Flint. Doris, thanks for punching in with us on First Shift this morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. I'm on my way to work down in Detroit. I'm from Flint, and I turn you on as soon as I can get close enough to Detroit.
Well, I appreciate you on, that.
I turn off Sirius Radio to listen to you when I get here.
Doris, I find that a great compliment. Thank you.
It is. I love your show, and I'm so grateful that you're there. In terms of the Democrat you're mentioning, I can't agree with you more. I think that what the some of the unions are doing, and I support them wholeheartedly. In fact, many people who are salaried don't realize or accept or acknowledge that a lot of their benefits and jobs became from working people who fought for them, and then they gave them to the salaried people. They forget that. But, for instance, you know, Blanche Lincoln, who was in Arkansas, she was a Blue Dog Democrat, and I just call them no Democrat. And she lost because she wasn't a good Democrat. And a Republican unfortunately got in, but Democrats have to be Democrats. And I think the unions need to make them stand for what they say they believe, or else don't support them. I think that's important. I think you're right.
Well, you know, again, I like, Doris, I like the conversation I'm hearing coming from labor leaders right now. I like it a lot. And they're basically saying they're delivering that message, Doris, and I feel good about that.
I agree with you. And I think they, you know, at least the unions have a backbone. Make that Democratic Party have a backbone.
Absolutely. Doris, thank you so much for your call. Be safe driving into the city, and I appreciate you listening. I truly do. Folks, I mean, hear Doris's message. Hear what she has to say. All right? It is obvious that there are, you know, considerate people out there. You have to stop and think about what it is that we all want. And, you know, what is it that you want? Do you just want safety? Because if that's what you want, I'm not so sure you're getting it, number one. If you want, I don't know, to make sure that you got a paycheck, you better think again, because I don't care where you're working these days, your job is threatened. So what is it that you want, and what is it that you want to look like? And you see, here's the problem, and you know, I've said this before, and it's obvious, and this happens a lot. What happens is, when you're doing okay, you think, as long as you don't ruffle any feathers, as long as nothing changes, you're going to be okay. That's just not true. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not being an alarmist. But think long and hard about how far backward we've gone in the last few years, last 3 years in this country. And, you know, Democrats just didn't, they didn't show up. 2010, they were given that mandate that Republicans were given. They were given the majorities. They were told, go. I'm sorry, 2008. They were given that. They were told, hey, it's time. They did nothing with it. Oh, sure, we got a little health care reform. We got a little bit here, a little bit there. But at the end of the day, we wasted, as Democrats, an opportunity to lead this country to a better place. Now, I don't place all of the fault of that on President Barack Obama. He came into what was literally a tsunami of epic proportions financially and politically. No question, this country had never been more torn apart than we were after 8 years of George W. Bush. And I don't envy anybody coming into that situation. But he wanted this job. He asked for this job. Well, you know what? Be careful what you wish for, because you may just get it. Mr. President, you got it. But it's not just the president. It's every member of Congress. It's every member of the Senate. And again, even they need to start standing up, because they've been showing up for years. And where has it gotten us? And this is why the union movement can change our future for the better. All right, join us. We got some great stuff to give away. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. You'll find us on Facebook at First Shift. We'll take the quick break on 1310 WDTW and be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an earlier accident. Gross Beck trying to get on to the Ruther. A little heavy traffic right there. Eastbound 696, Mound of Gratiot. We have construction taking out the right lane. Not seeing the heavy volumes that we normally do at this time in the morning, even for those heading west in towards 75. 75 coming in towards 696. Although sunshine is a problem for anybody heading eastbound.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, look for some of those storms with a high of 89. Right now, fair skies at Metro Airport and 68 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a, what are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
Can the Works Fuel Saver package save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, it does. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Save money on gas with the Works Fuel Saver package. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you right now for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/11. Claim based on EPA averages.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Ricklick, president of Investment Solutions, and I welcome you to Your Money Matters, a live and interactive radio show every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 1310 WDTW. Are you worried your financial portfolio is not well diversified? Are you concerned your assets are not properly allocated given the uncertain economic conditions? It is these and other topics that Your Money Matters with Dave and Aaron will discuss. Tune in to learn more with Your Money Matters every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
So Dave and I are here to help and give the latest trends and discuss the economic situation that affects you. See how our family can help your family and listen every Sunday morning at 8:30 live on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk Station.
The information presented is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. Please note that Investment Solutions and their representatives do not give legal or tax advice. Securities offered through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment Solutions is independent of QCC.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano on 1310. WDTW.
Well, welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Again, we've got some great stuff to give away today. We've got tickets to the Liz Winstad show this Saturday at a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Michigan. And that is, she is, of course, the co-creator of The Daily Show. We've got copies of Bruce Levine's book, Get Up, Stand Up, and we have the documentary of the Wisconsin uprising called This Is What Democracy Stands For. So if you join us, the first five people to join us in this hour will get a copy or tickets to one of those things. So you got a choice of stuff to choose from. Again, 888-552-3595. We mentioned this earlier today, but for those that are just joining us, yesterday somebody hacked into Fox News' Twitter account and tweeted that President Barack Obama was assassinated. And the message was, breaking news at Barack Obama assassinated, two gunshot wounds have proven too much. Of course, that was a hoax, a bad hoax. And, of course, Twitter has some splaining to do. And I don't care that it happened to Fox News. This isn't, you know, one of those, hey, good for you. This is nothing to joke about. This is absolutely nothing to joke about. And so I hope that they get to the bottom of this and they're able to figure out who did that, because it's just, that's just wrong. I mean, there's no question that is 100% wrong. Our poll question of the day on the First Shift Facebook page is, if Bill Clinton could run for the presidency again, do you believe he would win? And overwhelmingly, people are saying yes. Now, again, there is no such thing as the perfect candidate or the perfect president. We know that. But certainly we remember a time that Bill Clinton was president and things were a whole lot better than they are today. And, you know, they turned to Bill Clinton. When I say they, the media, experts, strategists, they turned to Bill Clinton because he has an amazing and a brilliant political mind. He really does.
Again, you don't have to agree with everything he's done. You don't have to agree with everything he says. But he has an amazingly brilliant political mind. So it doesn't surprise me that the media turns to him. All right, in the last hour, and we're going to play it again, Joe Biden spoke to the International Brotherhood of Teamsters at their conference last week in Las Vegas, and this is what he had to say.
You ever think that in 2011 you'd be fighting against the right to work for less again? Did you think that would happen?
Emotions running high in a room packed with thousands of Teamsters. Talks on the economy quickly turned political.
And you guys vote Republican? I'm not supposed to. This isn't political. So I'm not supposed to say this. Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack. Kimmy, your logo has been a horse's head. Their logo should be the horse's other end.
Crowd settled down, the vice president made a push for protecting workers' rights and putting a stop to outsourcing jobs and keeping them within American borders.
These guys argued again, okay, we don't like the Recovery Act, but if we're going to do it, let's do it as cheap as we can do it. It's not about a race to the bottom.
And it is not about a race to the bottom. And everything Vice President Biden had to say in that clip that we just played for you is dead on right. Now, will their actions match their words? If we're going to protect workers' rights, we need to renegotiate NAFTA or get the hell out of it. We need to fight with everything we have, right-to-work legislation, which would be the death knell of any industry. If the Democrats are going to speak in that tone, they need to be able to back it up. Are they willing to do that? That is the question at hand today. We can only hope. We can only hope. I'm real encouraged by that audio. I mean, I am. And again, we're gonna try to get my friend Kevin Moore on, who is the president of Teamsters Local 299. I'll give him a call after the show today. Talk to them about the convention last week. I want to know what's coming out of these conventions. You know, I really want to hear from the people that are there. We need to continue to build and grow and strengthen the union movement if we expect any kind of progress. And I'm not just talking about stopping the Republican conservative onslaught that's killing the average Michigan family. I'm talking about growing the middle class again. We don't have to take this anymore, folks. We don't have to take it anymore, and it doesn't have to wait until 2012. This isn't about the election in November of 2012. This is about what you want today. It's about what you want tomorrow. Do you get that? 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones and welcome John in Sterling Heights. John, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you had a great holiday. I know we just had a chance to celebrate and enjoy our country. And one of the things our family did is kind of reflect back on what's been happening. And the talk in our family has been a lot about what happened in the Senate with the filibuster and the fact that so much legislation, so much improvement in this country is just held up with an archaic system. And I know that affected President Obama's, you know, early years as well.
Yeah, no question. You know, I liken it to Jennifer Granholm's first term as the governor, because she had a very unfriendly legislature when she got here, which basically banned her from doing anything.
Yeah, and I don't know how you really operate in a system. I mean, I'm a bit of a pragmatist myself, and when you have to count votes and get things done, blue dogs, red dogs, any of this stuff, you know, you have to start figuring things out from a vote count. The filibuster in the U.S. Senate really came into play, and I know that there's been some movements over the years to try to repeal it and maybe use it in really special circumstances, but I don't think that's got enough traction, and I just see, that one U.S. senator, for example, can stop any piece of legislation for any reason, and it's just kind of in those ridiculous parts of our government that continues to hold up any kind of progress.
Well, you know, John, it reminds me of the debate that's going on in the state legislature right now to get rid of lifetime health benefits for members of our state legislature. And they all want to do it, but they don't want it to apply to them. So it's the same way with the filibuster. Everybody says they're for it, but not for them. So they all want to grandfather themselves in, which keeps pushing it off and pushing it off. And, John, all that's doing is pushing off what? Progress.
Absolutely, and we suffer for it. And I think that it's just, you know, classic politics. People are looking out for their own self-interest instead of the interest of the people they serve when we elect them. So it's pretty unfortunate, but I think that those are the kinds of efforts that people have to keep in mind. I think that, you know, when they're talking to their legislatures at coffees and different meetings, they've got to pressure them on those sorts of mechanisms, even term limits for that point. Term limits, I think, are one of the silliest things I've ever seen, just because, you know, you're allowed to go in there, be a hatchet man for a fixed number of years, and then go to work for the people you did the dirty work for.
John, I couldn't have said it any better, so I'm not going to touch it. Thanks for calling. We got to get to break. Folks, give us a call, 888-552-3595. It's this simple. Just do what John just did. I'm telling you, people get it. People get it. Now we need to start coming together and changing what's there. It's not that complicated. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is the only progressive talk show in the state of Michigan. We'll be back after this.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. Still a bit of a struggle for anybody heading eastbound at any of the roads. It can be tough to see whether you're coming in on 96 trying to get to 275 or M14 trying to get toward 275, the 94, the Ruther, all of that. At times it has really been a little tough. If you are taking the M14 heading out to US 23 interchanges, looks like we're actually doing pretty well through there. Not getting word of any kind of accidents or delays.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, look for some of those storms with a high of 89. Right now, fair skies at Metro Airport and 68 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. This winter sports season could be the National Hockey League's opportunity to have the spotlight all to itself. With the National Basketball Association's players locked out, and the National Football League staring down a potential short season, sports fans won't have many other options. If the NBA lockout continues into the regular season, it could benefit China. Kobe Bryant and a number of other players are considering taking the show overseas for an exhibition tour. Meanwhile, the NFL has fewer than 3 weeks to reach a settlement before rookies are scheduled to head to training camp. If a settlement can't be reached and get rookies set to train, that will very likely have football fans looking at, if they're lucky, half a season of pro football. The two sides of the football battle have been working all weekend to get a potential new settlement agreement on the table, but formal meetings won't start until today. The answer to solving state deficits could be flipping the current tax structure. Doug Cunningham reports.
Flip it to fix it. A United for a Fair Economy study shows that states could wipe out budget deficits and pay for public services into the future by just flipping the regressive tax structures to more progressive ones. United for a Fair Economy's Karen Kraut.
It doesn't have to be this way. States could really produce a large amount of revenue. They could have an economically sound and sustainable tax system if they flipped their structures, asking that the wealthiest families pay as a share of their income what the lowest income families are currently paying as a share of their income in state and local taxes, and vice versa.
State tax systems were inverted like that. Kraut says 60% of state income taxpayers would pay the same or even lower state income taxes while preserving public education and other services.
Everyone in the lowest income quintile and the second quintile would see a reduction in the amount of their income that they're paying in state and local taxes. On the flip side, the wealthiest families who are currently not carrying their weight in terms of the share of income they're paying in state and local taxes, they would be asked to pay proportionally more. The idea of constantly giving wealthy people and corporations tax breaks is going to lift all boats has never proven to be true.
The full report on flipping state tax structures to wipe out deficits is at faireconomy.org.
Tell me what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
Ivica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org. 3, 2, 1.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. You know, you'll recall during President Barack Obama's press conference last week that he said, you know, Malia and Sasha generally finish their homework a day ahead of time. Comparing, of course, his daughters to Congress. He said, it is impressive. They don't wait until the night before. They're not pulling all-nighters. They're 13 and 10. Congress can do the same thing. If you know you've got to do something, just do it. Now, of course, the Congress, read that Republicans, for those of you that criticize me for that, the truth is the truth, are refusing to budge on the debt limit. But the 14th Amendment of the Constitution states, the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law shall not be questioned. It makes the debt limit unconstitutional and instructs the president to take any measures necessary to avoid default, therefore rendering Congress moot. I'm telling you right now, if the president doesn't pull the trigger on this, he is almost guaranteed to lose the election. In fact, if he doesn't pull the trigger on this, don't be surprised if President Barack Obama doesn't have a primary suddenly. There are certainly calls for that now. I'm not quite ready to jump on that bandwagon. No question that that's true. So let's be clear on that. And how would you like to be Sarah Palin today? I guess I would never like to be Sarah Palin. But it seems that she's having a little harder time selling books on her most recent tour. Jeff sent this to me yesterday that says, let me just get to the meat of this. The family abandoned the stage about a half an hour before the end of the time slot because there was no one left. So are we at least witnessing the sad finale of real American freedom? Our true patriots are no longer willing to give up 15 of their last dollars to support the unemployed offspring of this screeching nightmare opportunist woman. Wait, come on. Uh-oh. No, how can Sarah Palin said, the Constitution of the United States is freaking awesome. She actually said that. She said that the Constitution of the United States is freaking awesome. Aren't we proud of Miss Palin?
She's not wrong, though.
Oh, my gosh. That woman is just a nightmare. You've noticed, Jeff, I never talk about her.
No, I know. That's why I sent that to you, because the fact that her popularity might be declining, I thought you would get a kick out of it. And the book, by the way, is Bristol Palin. Yeah. I don't know how old she is, but she's already wrote her autobiography about being a pregnant teen. And that's the book that no one stood in line for.
Listen, if people are really, really bored, go find her interview with Sean Hannity on his radio show. It was a love fest. I mean, I do love fest radio. I get it. But sweet Jesus. You know, I know she's legal, but Sean, you need to put it back in your pants, dude. I mean, I'm serious, Jeff. It was just bad. It was bad. I mean, he was just all over her. Just praise upon praise. You know, young people, blah, 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 blah. I mean, just, it's insane. It's just insane. All right, 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones and welcome Mark in Detroit. Mark, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. Let me first of all say I enjoy your show, even though you and I politically are worlds apart.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about right-to-work states for a moment. I hear you often voice your opposition to right-to-work laws, but I've yet to hear you cite any statistics that indicate that right-to-work state workers are worse off than those.
Well, I have, Mark. I mean, you didn't hear me say it, and we can get into it the next hour with Chris Mihalakis. In fact, he and I went through the right-to-work stuff about a month ago. I mean, in every right-to-work state, the statistics are staggeringly not in favor And I don't know where you're headed with this, but right-to-work states are not doing better than states where we don't have right-to-work laws.
That's not true.
It is true, Mark. And
it's
you're going to have to
go ahead and cite your stuff,
but it's just fundamentally not true.
Oh, okay. Do you have any statistics from 1999 to 2009 relating to aggregate real all-industry GDP?
Yeah, because at the top of my head, I would know that stuff, Mark. Come on.
Okay, well, I do.
Well, okay, and by the time I have a chance to do a little homework, I'm going to be able to refute everything you've said. But go ahead. I'm going to give you your chance, Mark. Go for it.
Okay, from 1999 to 2009. The aggregate real all-industry GDP of the 22 right-to-work
states. And that's gross domestic product for people that don't know, Mark. I just want to make sure everybody understands where we're coming from. Go ahead.
Okay. In the 22 right-to-work states, it grew by 24.2%. That was nearly 40% more than the gain registered in the other 28 states, which don't have right-to-work laws.
And why? And there's a reason for that, Mark. So let's talk about the reason. In the right-to-work states, they're normally not manufacturing states. The manufacturing sector was hit very hard in that 10-year period. In fact, the one state that grew the most was what? Texas, right?
Right. Okay. They're not manufacturing states, but do you think that
that has something to do, Mark?
Do you think that that's paramount to them when they get a paycheck, that it's not a manufacturing state?
Sure it is. Absolutely.
Sure it is. Why?
Well, but Mark, you're not comparing apples.
And their rate of income is increasing faster than other people.
All right, but if your rate of income is $10 an hour and all of a sudden you're making $12 an hour, you know what? That raises that number. But we're not talking about real dollars here. We're not talking about a living wage. People in right-to-work states make on average of $200 a week less than those in non-right-to-work states.
Well, you know, I'd be curious if you ask those people in right-to-work states, would they rather be working or not working? What do you think their answer would be?
Well, of course people would rather be working. All I'm saying, Mark, is that we're not creating a middle class any longer, and people in right-to-work states are living in poverty. I mean, they're basically living in poverty.
They're living in poverty in Texas.
And some people are, absolutely.
Some people are living in poverty everywhere, Tony.
Well, Mark, you see, I see what you're trying to do, and it's not going to work because we're not comparing apples to apples.
I'm just trying to illustrate.
And we need to talk. Okay, but then let's talk about comparing apples to apples. People in right-to-work states. Okay, if somebody in Michigan is making $14 an hour, they're making $9. All right, if somebody in Michigan is making $40 an hour, they're making $12. So we're not comparing apples to apples.
Well, my response to that would be the person that's making $14 an hour is making a wage that's commensurate with their skill level.
That is not true, and that is proven.
It's not true.
There are people that are making $14 an hour because the manufacturing sector went into the doldrums and people have been forced into making at $14 an hour at 40 hours a week. You are not even lifting yourself out of poverty. Mark, that's the honest to God truth. See, you can't manipulate the numbers that way, pal. I appreciate the call. I really do. But when you don't compare apples to apples, if we were to compare the same job in a right-to-work state and the state of Michigan, which is not a right-to-work state, and it better stay that way, we would find that the people of Michigan are doing far better, not to mention the benefits that they have. That union protection is critical to building the middle class. So, Mark, what you're supporting is that race to the bottom that Joe Biden was talking about. Again, you can make those numbers, you can manipulate them any way you want, talking about GDP and all that. That's all great. Most people don't care about GDP. People care about after-tax income. And I'll bet you within the sound of our voices right now, easily within the sound of our voices right now, there are people that are making $14 an hour that used to make 2, 3, 4 times that. And don't tell me they're happy to have that $14 an hour job. They're happy to have a job. They're happy to have an income. Union folk are not lazy workers. Union folk know how to get up and go. Union folk know how to build from the ground up. And they will do what it takes to rebuild this country one job at a time. And you and I both know that's true.
You know what this reminds me of, Tony, is the Bachman discussion we had last week about the getting rid of minimum wage.
Yeah.
I mean, you sure you would fill much more jobs if you could pay people $4 or $5 an hour.
Or three
of,
or two. Yeah.
Oh, suddenly, you know, would you rather be working for $3 or $4 an hour or not working at all? I mean,
well,
that was
again,
kind of the point that the last guy made, right?
That's exactly the point he was trying to make. So, you know, again, he had no ulterior motive. Really, Jeff, did he really not have an ulterior motive?
Not when you bring up that question right there. Would you rather be working or not working? It was like, I understand.
It
would rather be working.
Itself. It speaks for itself. It just, again, you know, when you've got to compare, that's why when I talk about truth, and when I talk about truth, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to me that we have facts. And we can take numbers. You know, what's that old saying on statistics? They're, you know, whatever they are, they're lies, or I don't remember what the saying is. But, you know, you can take a number and spin it any way you want. I'm not into spin. I'm into truth. I'm into facts. So when I look at the numbers, and I look at what somebody in Michigan's making, and I look at what somebody in North Carolina's making, and then I have to decide, okay, let's do a little homework. Oh, that's right. Now we got to do a little work, get that brain going a little bit. You know, that's when things started getting a little muddied up. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, people would rather just have any job than not have a job. You know, because, again, it's all about that race to the bottom. Anyway, we'll take a quick break here. 888-552-3595. We've got some good stuff to give away. We'll tell you more on the other side. Chris Mihalakis at the top of the hour. Stay with us. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Kids don't come with instruction manuals. I'm Stacey Bachman, and I'd like to invite you to join my husband, Steve, and I here on 1310 WDTW Saturdays at 9 a.m., where on a weekly basis we'll bring you interviews with national and international experts, along with the best tips and techniques and newest information to help you and your child overcome the challenges and hurdles that you're facing so they can reach their highest potential. It's not an instruction manual, just parents helping parents. The My Great Kid Radio Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on 1310 WDTW and on the web at My Great Kid.
Looking for some affordable advertising options? And you found the right place on 1310 WDTW, Detroit Progressive Talk Station. Live and local morning show, nationally known syndicated personalities throughout the day, and informative weekend shows. Hi, I'm Michael Gerson, and I'm here to help you. 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or even an hour-long weekend show. Give me a call, and I can help you. That's Michael Gerson, 248-324-2014. That number again, 248-324-2014 for all your 1310 WDTW Progressive Talk Station advertising needs.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work. With First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, and a good try, Mark. Actually, Chris Mihalakis is with me now. We're going to talk about right to work in the next half hour. We've got a little report card we're doing for the state legislature as well, so you can look forward to that. Again, if you call the show today, we got lots of good stuff to give away. We got CDs to the documentary, This Is What Democracy Looks Like, the Wisconsin Worker Uprising. We have a couple pair of tickets to the Liz Winstadt show this Saturday at the Eagle Theater in Pontiac. It is a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. And we have copies of the book Get Up, Stand Up by Bruce Levine, which has become the handbook for this very show. So if you join us, you can win something today. And we got a lot of good stuff coming your way. Let's go back to the phones. Again, the number is 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. My brother Amir's on the phone from Detroit. Amir, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind, buddy?
To Mark. Tony, did you read the story about IKEA? I think I put it on your first page.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, absolutely.
And that was South Carolina, and that was Sweden. And in Sweden, they make $19 an hour, and not South Carolina make $8 or $9 an hour for doing the same work. And even over in Sweden, if they pay 50% of their wages to the government, you have to look at the benefits that they get from their wages that they're paying in taxes from their government, such as free education, health care, all the other externalities that they don't have to pay out of their wages. So when they bring home that $9.50 or $10 an hour, it's a true $9.50 or $10 an hour that they're bringing home as expendable income.
Yeah, and they're not worrying about, Amir, they're not worrying about co-pays on prescriptions and how much you got to pay for your doctor's appointment or what happens if the kid gets sick. They don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Or student loans.
Right. They don't have to worry about student loans. They're worried about saving money and maybe buying a house or just enjoying life. And they get a lot of time off every year. But that's because their government, their people, which is like our government is for we the people. So it's not for we the corporation. So we make laws for the people. Right to work is not has nothing to do with helping people get a job. Is it guaranteeing the job? That's all I want to know.
Well, you know, listen, I appreciate, Mark's non-attempt to try to get me at something. The bottom line, Amir, and you and I both know this, right to work is wrong. It's just wrong for Michigan. It's wrong for the nation. Glad to hear Joe Biden, you know, stepping up, saying what needed to be said. And, you know, do we have a fight on our hands? Absolutely. Are we up for that fight? God, yes, we are, yes. Brother. Absolutely.
And I lived in Texas for 2 years, and I'm telling you, the people that got that full right to work live in poverty because they're making $8, $9 an hour. Some of them even was making $6.50 an hour.
Right. Well, so, you know, again, Amir, it's this simple. Let's say you only have 4% unemployment. But if you're making $8 or $9 or $10 an hour and you're working 40 hours a week, you can't feed your family. You can't pay your rent. So, you know, I don't care how low unemployment is. I don't care how low it is. If you're not taking care of your basic needs, then the system has failed you. At least in collective bargaining, you have a chance. You have a fighting chance to protect your job.
Because you got to look at it like this. If they're not making that wage, there's two things that we're going to have to pay for, either the welfare or the prison, put them in prison.
Or, hell, you're right. That's crazy. Amir, thank you so much for the call. I do appreciate it as always. It's just, you know, again, this is... Let's just focus on the truth. If we focus on the truth and the facts, well, part of it will outrage you. There's no question that's true, because that's why I'm up in arms every day. You know, part of that will do that. The other part of it is, you know, you need to move. Jeff, when he was talking about, you know, free college education, again, let's go back to Get Up, Stand Up, Bruce Levine's book. When he talks about indentured servitude after getting your college degree, did that part resonate with you at all?
Because no, of course.
That blew my mind.
And I've been thinking, it's not only did it resonate with me when I read it, but it stayed with me as I've, you know, gone through the last couple of weeks since reading that section. And it's really, it's so true about how, you know, how you feel afterwards. It's indentured servant is a good word for it, I guess.
Well, it's amazing when you stop and again, when you see it in black and white like that, and he's got the statistics that are based actually on fact, and you see the percentage of people that graduate college with massive debt. And of course, the bigger your degree, the more debt you have. How many of them, you know, the one guy, 54 years old, has given up the idea of ever owning a home because he will never be able to pay off his student loans at 54 years old. And, you know, people, now we're in a situation where people are trying to re-educate themselves because of the job market in the last five years, that they're going back and accruing even more debt to try to get themselves a better job. But you have to wonder, at the end of the day, once you start making that student loan payment, are you better off? You see, this is where politics has divided us. This is where it has failed us. And this is why we need leadership in this country right now.
I know people who went to college for one thing and then have gone back to college again. And like you said, adding more debt, you know, trying to find with scholarships or whatever, but they end up, you know, putting more debt onto their previous debt and going into college for a completely different thing now. Now they have two degrees in separate areas.
And I'm not looking to put you on the hot seat, and I'm not asking you about your own personal financial aid situation, none of that. But you got a 4-year degree, and then you went to a trade school for another year.
Yeah, same thing.
You know, and so you begin to wonder. Listen, I think education's critical. There's no question about that. And I think that it should, I think your first 2 years of community college should be free. I think we should have a K-14 education system in this country. And then at the end of those 14 years, even the last two, the community college years, you don't have to do that. Okay, that would be totally voluntary. But if you want it, it should be free. And then at that point, then you need to move on and decide what you want to do. Do you want to get a bachelor's degree, or do you not want to get a bachelor's degree? You know, some jobs you can get with an associate, some jobs you can't. But let's have that option. We need to find a way to relieve the stress of student debt in this country. Because we're not talking about 20-somethings. We're talking about 30-somethings and 40-somethings and 50-somethings. You can't file bankruptcy on that debt. The interest and penalties keep accruing, and so you get to a certain point where all you're doing is paying off the principal or the interest and the penalties, never touching the principal. You know, how many people have had to renegotiate ad infinitum? How many times have they had to renegotiate their student loan payments? It's just insane, and it's wrong. I mean, it is just dead wrong. And again, because we don't have real political leadership right now, we're not addressing domestically what we need to address. We've spent so much time on foreign policy. We've spent so much money on war that we've totally forgotten that there's a domestic agenda that's being ignored, and we need to do something about that. All right, a quick break for the top of the hour. In the next hour, Chris Mihalakis will be with us. Liz Winstead as well. She is, of course, the co-creator of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. She'll be in Michigan next weekend to do a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. So we'll find out all about that. We'll take a break here for the top of the hour. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in. Diane Cross coming up. And we've got traffic, weather, and the news with CNN. Stay with us.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some ongoing construction, of course, on the Southfield Freeway. It's closed between M10 to Grand River. Then we have one lane open on 39 from Grand River all the way down to almost Michigan Avenue. So for traffic coming off of I-96, the Jeffries going south on Southfield, again, only one lane there. Northbound coming out of Dearborn, we've got one lane as you try to head up to and just past 96. Grand River is where you have to get off.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, look for some of those storms with a high of 89. Right now, fair skies at Metro Airport and 68 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. A short time from now, jurors will get back to work deliberating the fate of Casey Anthony. CNN's David Mattingly is covering the capital murder trial in Orlando.
They got in a half day yesterday. They're looking at a full day today. The judge making sure they're going to have breaks for lunch. They come in at 8:30 and then they break before dinner. Very civilized hours for this jury, but everyone watching them wanting to know when they might be able to make a decision.
Jurors must decide if Anthony killed her two-year-old daughter. Her lawyers say it was an accidental drowning. House members get one more day off, but senators return to work today after the holiday. Lawmakers are trying to overcome that debt ceiling deadline that's due to expire August 2nd. Former International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn is facing new sex assault allegations just days after a New York court released him from house arrest on similar charges. CNN's Jim Bitterman has details on the latest complaint from French journalist Tristan Bonneau.
This all relates to an incident that took place 8 years ago, back in 2003. Ms. Bonneau says that back then she was a young writer, young journalist. She went in to interview Strauss-Kahn and that he attacked her in a near-empty apartment. She managed to struggle free.
Christine Lagarde is set to take over today as head of the International Monetary Fund. France's former finance minister is the first woman to run the IMF. Dominique Strauss-Kahn resigned from the job after sex assault allegations surfaced. President Obama hosted a 4th of July celebration at the White House yesterday, complete with fireworks and a barbecue. His special guests included members of the military and their families.
After all that you do for our country every day, we wanted to give you guys a chance to get out of the uniform, relax a little bit, and have some fun.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a... What are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
Can the Works Fuel Saver package save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, it does. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Save money on gas with the Works Fuel Saver package. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you right now for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/11. Claim based on EPA averages.
I got to gold with this prescription.
We got to gold with mouthwash.
Go gold with your Wellness Plus card and you'll get 20% off your entire Rite Aid store for a year. Every purchase gets you closer. Every prescription gets you closer, faster. No other pharmacy gives you more value.
We saved almost $100 since we turned gold.
So how are you going to get to gold? Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. That's the value of wellness. Certain limitations apply. Government-funded prescriptions and prescriptions dispensed in New York and New Jersey and certain non-prescription items are not eligible. See your local Rite Aid for details.
While all signs have been pointing to a sluggish economic recovery at best, one area has been doing very well. Many U.S. companies are expecting to report surprisingly robust profits when second quarter earnings are announced later this month. Combined earnings of companies in the S&P 500 are projected to rise almost 14% from a year ago. That's according to an analysis of Wall Street forecasts by Brown Brothers Harriman. Wall Street gets back to work after the long 4th of July weekend with a lot of hope the market could piggyback on last week's big rally that had its stocks their best week in about 2 years. S&P futures are down, though, just about a half point. NASDAQ futures rising 7.5, Dow in the plus column by 16. As Wall Street reclaims bull market territory last week, one group of stocks not matching the kind of gains others have. Older tech companies have lost some of their glow as newer names in the sector have been taking the spotlight. Oil prices higher by 69 cents, $95.63 a barrel. I'm Steve Potas at MarketWatch.com.
The state of our transportation system affects our commerce, our economy, and our future.
Ronald Reagan understood it. Bill Clinton, too. Transportation makes America work.
By modernizing and building roads, bridges, transit systems, and railways.
A network of highways and mass transit that has enabled our commerce to thrive.
Connecting millions of Americans to the economic mainstream.
Our country to grow.
Ushering in two decades of unparalleled growth.
The founding fathers knew. Strong transportation networks make America safer and more competitive. They even put it in the Constitution. And President Reagan knew that's one investment worth protecting.
Common sense tells us that it will cost a lot less to keep the system we have in good repair than to let it disintegrate and have to start over from scratch.
It's time for Congress to pass a robust 6-year highway and public transit bill. Because when Congress does its job, Americans can get to theirs.
Clearly, this program is an investment in tomorrow that we must make today.
Paid for by ARTBA and APTA.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a... What are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
Can the Works Fuel Saver package save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, it does. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Save money on gas with the Works Fuel Saver package. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you right now for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/11. Claim based on EPA averages.
I got to gold with this prescription.
We got to gold with mouthwash.
Go gold with your Wellness Plus card and you'll get 20% off your entire Rite Aid store for a year. Every purchase gets you closer. Every prescription gets you closer, faster. No other pharmacy gives you more value.
We saved almost $100 since we turned gold.
So how are you going to get to gold? Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. That's the value of wellness. Certain limitations apply. Government-funded prescriptions and prescriptions dispensed in New York and New Jersey and certain non-prescription items are not...
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work. On First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Hour three of this three-hour marathon. Glad to be with you as we're working our way through this Tuesday morning program. Hope everybody had a patriotic 4th of July. I was fine until I thought I would get to bed at a reasonable hour, and then the neighborhood decided to light off every firework that they make. And so, well, that was the end of that. So in spite of all the accrued rust I got over 3 days, I lost it all last night, but I'm happy to be here today, and I think I'm pretty safe. Lots of right-to-work emails coming in and people supporting, obviously, what I've been saying. It's clear, Patty, I want to thank you and Doug and Bob and Rachel and everybody else that have sent stuff that supporting what I said earlier. Mark was just off the mark, if you will. Let's go to our guest right away because we have a lot to get to and we've got a guest at 8:30. So, Jeff, do what you do so well.
Joining Tony in studio,
as he always does at this time,
the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers of Michigan,
Chris Michalakis.
And he is back. And, Chris, welcome back. What's it like to have your own professional open?
It's pretty cool. And I don't know. I always chuckle every time I hear it, so.
Well, you're certainly deserving. I want to thank you for lunch with our president, Roger Robinson, on Thursday. It was great to talk to him. It was great to have a discussion about all the things that we've been doing on the show, and certainly Roger's perspective on things. He's such a progressive thinker.
You know, he definitely is. I've learned a lot working for him over the last 7 years, and he's a great boss.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Listen, we're gonna grade the state legislature as they're on summer recess, whether they want to be or not. That's where they're at. Democrats aren't too happy about this. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, Chris, as you know. But before we get to that, you know, we'd spent a considerable amount of time in your last visit talking about feral pigs, and people are still writing me and going, feral what? Which is a really good question, but we actually have some movement on that bill, so let's talk about
it. Well, you know, it's such a hot-button issue up in Lansing that I can't give you a legislative report without talking about the feral swine issue. Because Lord knows, you know, the GOP House thinks that this is the most important thing plaguing our state right now. And, you know, so as we talked about last week, they talked about the feral swine issue more than any other issue, more than redistricting, more than any of these anti-collective bargaining issues, more than creating jobs. As a matter of fact, as the legislature broke for their summer recess, they have yet to pass a single bill that has created one single job. But they've spent hours and hours and days, 5 days of testimony in committee on the feral swine issue, hours and hours in caucus trying to twist the arms of Republicans to support the agenda of Ted Nugent and the exotic sporting hunting resort lobby and ignore the interests of farmers and agriculture in our state, which is one of our biggest industries.
Well, you know, again, as you spoke last week, it is a real issue in that if they escape, they do have a, it's a problem for nearby farmers because they eat their crops.
Sure. It's just like the Asian carp issue. These feral swine would become an invasive species that could ravage our countryside.
Right. But we don't have rampant feral swine all over the state, right, do we? I mean, it's not like it's front page or even page 19 news.
Right. The fact that the legislature has spent this much time on this issue, and at the end of the day, is decided to promote the interests of Ted Nugent and the hunting groups over the interests of farmers, is appalling. So, as it stands now, after months of testimony and hours and endless hours of debate, the House GOP took a stand and enacted legislation that would allow the hunting of feral pigs in wild game preserves in these exotic hunting clubs.
Well, I know I'm going to sleep better tonight knowing that. All right, let's you know, and certainly that fits into the theme of our visit today, Chris, which is, of course, grading the legislature 6 months into their tenure. Obviously, there's been a great deal of disappointment. We can start with the budget. We can start wherever you'd like to start, but certainly there have not been, especially for Democrats and working families and the working poor in the state of Michigan, there has not been a lot of good news in the first 6 months of this year.
There really hasn't. I mean, like I said before, they have yet to pass a single bill that creates a single job in the state. And it's frustrating because everybody last election cycle ran on a platform of creating jobs, from Governor Snyder down to every freshman legislator. And they've completely ignored the fact that our workers and our working families are hurting in this state. And instead they focused on these other things like feral swine. But also what I find very disturbing is they've passed a lot of legislation that interferes with the collective bargaining process. And, you know, it's ironic that this is supposedly the party of the free market and of the invisible hand and the party that opposes government interference. And yet, bill after bill that they're producing and voting out of the House and out of the Senate, all these bills do is tell unions and management, whether it's the public sector or private sector, what they can and can't bargain on. And I find that very hypocritical. Let labor and management decide on their own what they can talk about and what they can't talk about. Why should the government be interfering with that process? And I can give you some examples.
Give me some examples.
Well, first and foremost, you have this package of bills, House Bills 4625 through 4628. And it's a package of bills that hurts teachers in a number of ways. For example, it completely bans six separate topics from being discussed at the bargaining table, regardless of what labor and management in that community want. So it's telling a school superintendent and the teachers of that union, you can't talk about these six topics regardless of what's going on in your school district. And I think that's unfair. I think labor and management can do a better job bargaining a contract than some of these Republicans in Lansing can do.
You know, Chris, let me suggest that as I was doing some homework over the weekend and really getting caught up on my reading and doing some research, just general research for the show, my count is that you just mentioned that we've not created any legislation that would be friendly to creating jobs, but the legislation that they have created has actually cost us a lot of jobs.
That's right. You know, it's funny because it's not just they've cut the budgets for the public sector. So, you know, my sister works at Eastern Michigan, for example, And I don't want to get into the specifics of what's going on there, but they are cutting staff left and right because of the budgets that the Snyder administration proposed and that the legislature passed through. And this is higher education. This is supposed to be, you know, the future of our economy and where all of our money and all of our investment are supposed to go. So you have universities across the state cutting hundreds, if not thousands, of employees and laying people off, not to mention other public sector employees. But they even did things like eliminate item pricing, which is going to mean, you know, anywhere from 1 to 4 or 5 less clerks in a grocery store or in a typical store like Myers. It's going to mean a big layoff of workers in our industry. They're going after cutting union jobs in every single sector that they can. And it's going to hurt our economy, and it's going to slow down our recovery, regardless of what happens on a national level with President Obama.
Yeah, and that really is the hypocrisy of this Republican controlled legislature. You know, Chris, as we look at, you know, certainly teacher tenure is another issue, healthcare. Anybody in the public sector has been now asked to do more than their fair share,
right,
to pick up the burden with regard to co-pays, excuse me, and so as we look at this assault on the collective bargaining process, as we look at, you know, not to mention that not only are they taking pay cuts, but they're asking to contribute more, you know, how long will it be before people start leaving these professions and leaving the state of Michigan? And maybe you can't answer that question. It's unfair of me to throw that at you, but it does make you wonder.
Well, you know, let's take the education industry, for example. So the legislature is cutting budgets for higher education, and that's making tuition go up and making college more and more unaffordable. So if I want to become a teacher, and I talked to a few of my friends who are teachers over the weekend and talked to them about how difficult it is to find a decent job. So college is more expensive, so now we have to take out more student loans. And when you get out of college, you have these Republicans that are trying to privatize our entire school system from, you know, Detroit to every other system in the state. They want more charter schools, which means non-union jobs with very, very low pay, barely above the poverty line. And so you have this high amount of debt and these very low wages. Why would anyone want to be a teacher? Now you're taking people who you're disincentivizing intelligent, passionate people who want to do something good for society and want to take on a noble profession such as teaching, and dissuading them from doing it completely and encouraging them to find work elsewhere or to study something else. And I think it's completely disincentivizing and jeopardizing our education system in this country.
Well, it certainly is, and not to mention how it traumatizes the students in the classroom, because, you know, we haven't talked a lot about that. I have friends that have school-age children. In fact, Saturday night, my wife and I had dinner with some friends, and I asked the girls, you know, what's going on with your school? Oh, my sixth-grade teacher is going to another school next year. I said, oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's nice that she got another job. She goes, oh, no, I'm sorry. She didn't get another job. She lost her job. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it breaks your heart. All right, we got to take a quick break here. Right to work when we come back, because unfortunately, as the legislature was winding down on Friday, well, they were winding me up, that's for sure. We'll get to that on the other side. Chris Mihalakis, the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. That's my union, by the way. We'll be back after this on 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
First Chip with Tony Tribbiani.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update is still pretty light out there, but we're seeing it get a little busier. Heading on the Ruther eastbound 696, we have construction between Mound and Gratiot, and then westbound Coolidge out to Southfield. We're seeing some of the heavier traffic, a bit of slow go there. As you head further west at Telegraph, remember, between 12 and Maple, we have construction. Two lanes on the northbound side. We've got one lane blocked on that southbound side.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low of 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 89. Fair skies and 71 degrees right now at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you, Grant.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Virgin Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at MyGreatKid.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Mike Rowe here talking with Jim Twitchell, a real-life Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars tell me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Chris Mialakis, legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, is my guest today, as he is every week at this time. Chris, at the dawn of the day on Friday, we were, of course, watching legislation being approved and what they're going to try to get moved before their break unnecessarily. And then, you know, I got it about 6 o'clock in the morning. Don't know what time you got the email that a group called Michigan Freedom to Work was going to be doing press conferences all over the state, for God's sake, announcing their fight to try to make Michigan a right to work state. And here we go.
It's, you know, we all saw this coming. We all knew that there was going to be some sort of push to enact right to work for less in the state. And what we saw was former state rep Jack Hoogendyke, who tried to run for Congress and failed, tried to run for Senate and failed. Now he's going to try to enact right to work and he will fail.
And he's going to fail, yes.
Hoogendyke is leading this group called the Michigan Freedom to Work Coalition. They had events all over the state, and from what I can tell, from what our intel's told us, there were more people at those events protesting than there were supporters. In fact, the Detroit event got canceled because of a picket line a bunch of union folks put up, and the event in Lansing had to be moved twice because
twice?
The protests. Yeah.
I knew the one time. I didn't know twice.
They went back to their original location because the protesters kept following them wherever they went. So hopefully we can stop this group from moving forward. And if you want, Tony, I'm going to give you some information. I know you like to encourage your listeners to be more proactive and to stand up. We've intercepted Hoogendyk's form to sign up for his newsletters. So whenever they do events like this, your listeners and our members can show up and give them a piece of their mind on how they feel about this.
All right,
this.
Well, you get that to me, and then if people write me, I will send them that link. Fair enough?
Yeah, that
all right.
Good.
And so just send me an email, folks, if you'd like to get on that mailing list so you can know what's going on. One of the, it's called opposition research. It's what you got to do. Tony@thetonyshow.org. Tony@thetonyshow.org, and I'll get you that link from Chris. So let's grade this legislature, unless there was something else you wanted
to
mention.
Well, I wanted to mention one thing here. What Work for Less does is it, and we've talked about this before in great detail, but I want to reiterate this. What the law specifically does is tell unions and management you cannot bargain on this specific issue, on a union security clause. And so now we see these Republicans who claim to be for a free market, who claim to oppose government interference. They're telling public sector employees you have to pay 20% of your health care premiums as a condition of your collective bargaining agreement. They're telling teachers there's these other six topics that you cannot even consider bargaining on. And they want to tell private sector employees you and management cannot bargain on this issue pertaining to union security clauses. Why are Republicans so obsessed with consistently telling labor and management what they can talk about and what they can't talk about? And I find that very hypocritical from the Republicans. I think they need to stay out of the collective bargaining process, keep government out of the collective bargaining process, let labor and management take care of it themselves, because that's how you get the best bargaining deals.
Well, I think ultimately, and it goes back to what I guess what became the theme of the morning, which is the Republicans are hell-bent on the race to the bottom. They're looking at dismantling our Constitution. They want to take money out of the people that are in the middle and lower middle class and the working poor, want to take more money away from them, continue to stress them as this governor's budget did from a tax standpoint, to stress them with paying their unfair share of taxes. In the meantime, education suffers, employment suffers, health care suffers. I still think of the unions, or I'm sorry, the nurses mm-hmm. and their unions that are still struggling for their collective bargaining rights. There's a case going on at the University of Michigan right now at the hospital at the University of Michigan in Bay City and Saginaw. They're having issues with their nurses. We're talking about basic people that highly skilled that provide an important function in the workplace, like teachers, like nurses, like firemen, like policemen. There's a protest today in Taylor. The fire department's protesting at City Hall today. Those 19, jobs that were cut. And this is all a result of a Republican-controlled legislature. I mean, that's the bottom line, Chris. So mm-hmm. let's go ahead and grade these guys. I mean, on A to F, where do you put them?
Well, if it was up to me, I'd give them a big fat F for feral swine.
It's not funny. Actually, there's really nothing at all funny about what's happening. Very quickly, because we're going to run out of time here. But you're right. I've really been on the butts of my listeners to really start to do something more than just complain, and I need them to start standing up. And do you believe that will make a difference? Do we have to wait for 2012, Chris?
Without a doubt. I mean, as I often tell people on here, and as you say all the time, Tony, you need to build a relationship with your legislator, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican. If they're passing good legislation, we need to let them know. They need to hear that when they're voting the right way and standing up for working families, that that's appreciated in their district. When they're screwing up and voting against working families and against working people in Michigan, we need to let them know that too. You need to build a relationship. Join your local group of We Are the People, which is a community organization that is centered around working family issues. And we could talk more about that next week or in future shows, Tony, and there's a lot of walks going on. There's a lot of coffee hours that legislators are doing where your listeners and our members need to show up and give them a piece of their mind. And you don't need to be confrontational. You don't need to be aggressive or hostile. But you need to let the legislature know what issues are important to you and your family, and that they need to take issues like collective bargaining seriously and stop wasting our time with feral swine.
Yeah, we do need to stop wasting our time with feral swine. One of the things I've been talking about a great deal lately is getting closer to your union. Does that count too?
Without a doubt. I mean, every union out there has meetings regularly. There's a lot of great activities. You know, at our union, we have a lot of events and social events every year. We have a lot of political events every year. We're getting ready for our big day at the zoo, where we've had thousands and
really
thousands.
Popular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen, let's go to the phone real quick because we're going to run out of time. I want to welcome Tom in Detroit to the show. Tom, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, good morning to both of you.
Ah, Tom Wilson, my buddy. How are you?
Yes. You know, Tony, when I was hearing what you all talking about this right to work thing, I mean, you know, I don't know if people are thinking or if they still got their head up their behinds. If you go out here and you get this right to work thing, all right, the employer will dictate to the worker what kind of wage they will pay them, and not only that, but if or if not, they will pay them any health and, you know, health care. And I mean, I just, you know, it just befuddles me that, you know, these folks want to have something like that. I mean, you know, I'd rather have representation by the union, okay, because, I mean, let's face it, you know, probably most of the people in this country who, you know, worked under a union contract, they were able to attain the style of living that they have, and even with retirements and what have you. But I mean, you know, with this.
Yeah, and folks, Tom, I just need to interrupt you because we got to get going. But you know, Chris, very very quickly, one of the points that Tom is making, and I just want to very very, and we're out of time. Very quickly, if there was ever a time to be a part of a union, as we're coming out of this recession, it's now.
Without a doubt, now is the time to join a union. And when you have a union, you have a contract. United we bargain, divided we beg.
Lynn Wiz said, when we come back, Chris, thank you so much. Chris Milakis with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. A quick break here on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update has been pretty quiet out there. Light traffic the day after the holiday. While the summer out there, it has not been too bad at all. 75 near M59, we're doing okay. Construction on 59, we've got pockets of slow traffic between Crooks and Updike where we have the construction going on. And, of course, construction continues Telegraph between 12 and Maple.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low of 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 89. Fair skies and 71 degrees right now at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
This winter sports season could be the National Hockey League's opportunity to have the spotlight all to itself. With the National Basketball Association's players locked out, and the National Football League staring down a potential short season, sports fans won't have many other options. If the NBA lockout continues into the regular season, it could benefit China. Kobe Bryant and a number of other players are considering taking the show overseas for an exhibition tour. Meanwhile, the NFL has fewer than 3 weeks to reach a settlement before rookies are scheduled to head to training camp. If a settlement can't be reached and get rookies set to train, that will very likely have football fans looking at, if they're lucky, half a season of pro football. The two sides of the football battle have been working all weekend to get a potential new settlement agreement on the table, but formal meetings won't start until today. The answer to solving state deficits could be flipping the current tax structure. Doug Cunningham reports.
Flip it to fix it.
A United for a Fair Economy study shows that states could wipe out budget deficits and pay for public services into the future by just flipping the regressive tax structures to more progressive ones. United for a Fair Economy's Karen Kraut.
It doesn't have to be this way. States could really produce a large amount of revenue. They could have an economically sound and sustainable tax system if they flipped their structures, asking that the wealthiest families pay as a share of their income what the lowest income families are currently paying as a share of their income in state and local taxes, and vice versa.
If state tax systems were inverted like that, Kraut says 60% of state income taxpayers would pay the same or even lower state income taxes while preserving public education and other services.
Everyone in the lowest income quintile and the second quintile would see a reduction in the amount of their income that they're paying in state and local taxes. On the flip side, the wealthiest families who are currently not carrying their weight in terms of the share of income they're paying in state and local taxes, they would be asked to pay proportionally more. The idea of constantly giving wealthy people in corporations tax breaks is going to lift all boats has never proven to be true.
The full report on flipping state tax structures to wipe out deficits is at faireconomy.org. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And welcome back. I am Tony Truppiano. Pleasure to be with you. We are in wait of Liz Winstead in the process. A couple things that I did want to share with you. One is a great story that I read in this morning's Free Press. The title is Corktown Baker is on a Mission to Rebuild Detroit One Bagel at a Time. And it's just basically this awesome guy by the name of Ben Newman, who wants to start something called the Detroit Bagel Institute. I'm not lying. Detroit Institute of Bagels. Is that what it is? I'm just telling you, it's the coolest idea. Now, anybody that loves bagels the way I love bagels, maybe not blueberry bagels. I'm just not a blueberry bagel guy. That's all. Although, for you, it's not just blueberry bagel, is it? It's blueberry crunch or something?
No. Cinnamon crunch is the other one.
Cinnamon crunch, okay.
But the blueberry is just plain good old-fashioned delicious blueberry.
Now, have you ever had, to your knowledge, a real authentic New York bagel?
To my knowledge, no.
Oh.
Sounds like I would know from just your reaction that I would know if I've had one.
Listen, there is nothing. There's nothing wrong with a Panera bagel. I mean, absolutely nothing wrong with it. And even some of the grocery store chains do an okay bagel. But, Jeffrey, just amazing. Just amazing. Really good stuff. Anyway, this guy, his name is Ben Newman. And he believes in the bagel. He believes in the power of the bagel. And then it dawned on him, Detroit doesn't have a place that makes authentic baked in the city bagels. And so this 27-year-old guy and bagel lover with his master's degree in urban planning, which is the cool part, from the University of Michigan, he started making bagels at home and made 15 to 20 batches to finally find one that he thought is the one. And people that have tried them are going crazy about them. And, you know, there's a new law. I don't know that people are aware of this. There's a new law where you can actually, you know, bake or can at home and sell that stuff now. You know, you got to be safe, serve, certified. But, you know, as long as you've got the label and it says what it's supposed to say, you know, you can actually do homemade stuff and send it out. And sell it. And so they're doing that. So they've done that. And now he can only bake up to 4 dozen bagels a day because he's limited to, you know, the kitchen he's using and so on and so forth. But he wants to open up in Detroit his own bagel place. And he's doing it in a really creative way. He's asking for people to make donations. Now, I know that sounds weird, but he's looking at a location that's going to cost about $150,000 to open, which does include the $10,000 oven he's going to need. And he's collecting the $10,000 through what's called crowdfunding. And this is what I wanted to share with you. It's a method of raising money for small projects or parts of larger ones by accepting donations. I know it sounds crazy, but think about it. And he goes on to say, if people think about what you're doing is cool and they want to see it happen, you reach out to them to see if they'll support you. In a month, he received more than $1,700 in donations. And some donors are people they know, but others are just folks that like what they're doing and hope they succeed. Now, you can follow their progress. There's a website at SaveTheBagels.com. SaveTheBagels.com. And the site also has a video of bagel baking shot by Newman and his brother Dan Newman. And contributors will receive a thank you rewards based on how much they give. A $20 donation will give you a dozen bagels after the Detroit Institute of Bagels opens. Their effort is going so well that they may halt online ordering this month so they can concentrate on getting the shop going. But you'll still be able to taste their creations at Eastern Market during its new public market hours on Tuesday starting July 12th. They'll have a stand there not only to sell bagels but increase their exposure. Newman isn't motivated entirely by passion for chewy circles of dough.
So he's actually looking for actual money.
Yeah, he's actually looking for
actual
money.
I thought it was donations.
Wow. From his urban planning background and his own life experiences, he knows that great little food places make cities more vibrant and inviting and livable, and they turn mere places into destinations. Ben Newman has absolutely no doubt that the Detroit Institute of Bagels will become a reality because so many other people in the city are behind it. So now there's no choice, he said. We're going to make bagels in the city. If we didn't, we'd be letting a lot of people down. Now, I went to the website and checked it out this morning. And I got to be honest with you, Jeff. I'm thinking of making a donation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, SaveTheBagels.com.
We'll put that up on the Facebook then.
Maybe we should have him on. What do you think? Maybe we can get some.
We'll try to get him on later in the week.
Get some bagels out of this.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, I'll give you the story after the show's over, folks. Just so you know, those of you that were looking forward to Liz Winstead, we have a wrong number for her, and we're trying to. And I'm guessing we're not going to get her.
Well, we're going to keep trying.
I know, but sometimes the time is time is the reality, and. So anyway, if we don't get her today, we will try to get her this week for you, but we still have the tickets to give away, so that's fine. Anyway, I just think this is a really cool idea. And again, an authentic bagel. Jeff, I'm telling you, it's like a Nirvana experience.
That good, huh?
You know what? Listen, no one, and I told you, I just like, you don't like cream cheese on yours.
I ate them plain, basically.
Right. Well, after what I saw, what you did to those donuts, I'm not getting my fingers near you when there's food around. Actually, the way you killed those pumpkin pancakes on Friday morning was enough.
Oh, I paid for it the rest of the day, but.
Well, you ate too much, ate too many carbs. You must have been tired about an hour and a half later.
I was tired all weekend long.
You work hard. That might have something to do with it. Anyway, a genuine New York bagel really doesn't need cream cheese. It enhances it to some degree. But when they are fresh, when they are just hot out of the oven, they literally melt in your mouth. There's no chewiness to them. There's no toughness to them. They are just little holy balls of wonderness and goodness and deliciousness.
Yeah, well, you're certainly talking them up pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm hungry this morning, and here you are talking up some delicious bagels.
Well, can you tell I'm hungry this morning, too? Yowza. Anyway, I just think this is a really cool idea. SaveTheBagels.com. SaveTheBagels.com. It's very cool. So we're going to try to get Ben Newman on the show later this week and talk about SaveTheBagels.com. I love anybody that's inventive, anybody that's creative, anybody that's making a difference. Here's a guy that's standing up. See, here's a classic example of somebody that didn't just show up. He stood up and he said, you know what? I'm going to take the risk. And it's a risk. There's no question that's true.
Doesn't every time something like this comes along, and again, I feel so bad. Not bad. I shouldn't say I don't feel bad, but I always go back to Bruce Levine's book. We keep talking about it way too much, perhaps. I don't know. But it's the creativeness. The fact that, you know, it wasn't, you know, destroyed in the process. I mean, if you've read the book, you know the processes that are going on right now that to destroy creativeness. Here's a guy with a creative idea. He puts it out there, helps everyone involved, and it's that kind of thing. Like you said, stand up, show up, and get something done.
Yeah, and yes, I think this is a classic example of that. You know, there are probably people that are saying to him, and we'll ask him if we get him on, Ben, you're absolutely crazy. Why the hell would you do something like this? Do you understand the risk involved? And he would probably say, yeah, I do. I do understand the risk involved, and I think that my product is superior. And I think it'll become a destination, and we need people that think that way.
You need to be confident like he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to make sure that we support that kind of entrepreneurial spirit.
Well, we'll definitely see if we can get him on then.
Yeah, he's just a great guy. All right, switch gears here for just a moment. I don't know, those of you going back to my focus on unions... those of you that maybe read at the end of last week that American Axle Manufacturing is going to lay off 300 people in 2012. And as a result of that, the UAW is very unhappy because they negotiated a very fair contract. And according to UAW President Bob King, he said the UAW is angry about American Axle Manufacturing's decision to close its Detroit plant after our meetings made real sacrifices to make the plant competitive and viable. This is another example of corporate greed gone amok. Bob King went on to say that they earned record profits of $115 million in 2010 with net income of $37 million in the first quarter of 2011 and are still abandoning Detroit. And why is that happening? They're moving these jobs, folks, to Mexico. That's NAFTA at work again. Key to its economic viability was American Axle Manufacturing's ability to hire new workers at lower rates, but their refusal to commit to the plant meant that the Detroit site was never able to improve its cost structure by hiring new workers at the lower rate. After winning huge concessions in 2008, American Axle decided halfway through the contract it wanted more concessions. How sad is that? I mean, how sad is that? Local 22 UAW President George McGregor said the UAW agreed to make the significant changes to keep the plant open. He went on to say, quoting him, in recent negotiations, the union agreed to additional concessions and a long list of AAM demands to eliminate contract language, modify work rules, and give the company the flexibility to institute alternative work schedules. AM reacted to this by announcing the closing of the Detroit plant. So even when manufacturing gets what they want from the union, they tell the union to go to hell. That's why we're in this to win it. We will win. We will continue to fight, and we will win. A quick break here. We'll come back and wrap it up on the other side. Everybody stay where they're at. I'm Tony Trupiano on First Shift, Detroit's only progressive talk show. This is 1310 WDTW.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steak smells delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Hi, I'm David Ricklick, president of Investment Solutions, and I welcome you to Your Money Matters, a live and interactive radio show every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 1310 WDTW. Are you worried your financial portfolio is not well diversified? Are you concerned your assets are not properly allocated given the uncertain economic conditions? It is these and other topics that Your Money Matters with Dave and Aaron will discuss. Tune in to learn more with Your Money Matters every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
So Dave and I are here to help and give the latest trends and discuss the economic situation that affects you. See how our family can help your family and listen every Sunday morning at 8:30 live on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk Station.
The information presented is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. Please note that Investment Solutions and their representatives do not give legal or tax advice. Securities offered through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment Solutions is independent of QCC.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Very quickly. I really actually want to take my time here. Let me speak to a little bit, to you a little bit about Planned Parenthood before we get to our song of the day. Planned Parenthood, for those of you who don't know, is the leading advocate for women, teens, and families because of their distinctive role as a nationally trusted provider of reproductive health care. The ability of Planned Parenthood affiliates all around the country, including here in the state of the Michigan, to deliver effective and affordable reproductive health care services are critical and, unfortunately, under a Republican Congress, have been threatened a great deal. Planned Parenthood works very hard to transform the reproductive health and rights movement by building power in strategic communities to create a measurable impact in elections and turn on public policy. Let me, and I can't say this with any more sincerity than I'm offering it up right now. Planned Parenthood, for way too many women, especially teen females, is the only access they have to reproductive health care. To threaten that in any way is to pick on, in most cases, in many cases, I shouldn't say most, in many cases, the most disadvantaged of society. And again, that may be consistent with a Republican agenda, but is not consistent with my agenda. It is not consistent with a Democrat agenda. It certainly isn't consistent with a woman's agenda. And I would suggest this is not consistent with a Christian agenda. You do not ignore those in greatest need. You know, you would think the Republicans would be all over supporting Planned Parenthood, because they provide contraception at no cost. Do you not understand how critical Planned Parenthood is? Now, we're going to try to get Liz Winstead on later this week, and I'm praying that we'll be successful. We have a wrong number for her. I'll take all the blame for that. But, you know, we will get her on. That doesn't change the fact that they've got this wonderful event this Saturday at the historic Eagle Theater in Pontiac. Again, tickets can be had by going to miplannedparenthood.org. miplannedparenthood.org. Now, they're only $30 a ticket. The doors will open at 7. If you go to the website, they do have a VIP reception if you want to get in on that. I don't know if there are still tickets available for that, but go and check it out. miplannedparenthood.org. I cannot say enough for the work that Planned Parenthood does for the communities in Southeast Michigan, throughout the state of Michigan, but certainly this listening audience benefits greatly from the services of Planned Parenthood, and we need to support what they do. Fair enough? All right. And again, we'll be focusing on this all week. I'm going to be talking about this all week long. This is not a one day and out kind of situation. I spoke very passionately about Planned Parenthood because I believe in Planned Parenthood. All right, we've got our song of the day. Jeff, why don't you hit it for me?
Todd, the intern's
song of the day. Woody Guthrie, Union Burying Ground. 70 years ago, this song's around, and it's just a shame that we still are talking about protecting our Union brothers and sisters. It is just wrong that unions are still under attack. But they've picked the wrong fight with the wrong group of people this time. In the year 2011... that we have to continue to fight for what is really our right to collective bargaining and our right to organize, well, we need, again, the president to show some leadership and start strengthening the laws that protect our unions. And so, Todd, thank you for a very thoughtful selection this morning. I do appreciate that and appreciate all of you that have won some stuff this morning. We'll be getting it out in the mail at some point this week. We're not going to run to the mail. We're not going to run to the post office every day. So it may be up to 10 days before you get your prize, unless you won the tickets, and then you'll get those right away. I want to thank everybody that called and took advantage of that this morning. No question about it. As we do get ready to wrap things up today, you know, I just want to remind you, you know, part of the reason why we do what we do on First Shift is to make sure that those of you that don't have a voice in the media now have a voice in the media. Now, there's nothing necessarily easy about what we do here on a daily basis. There's a lot of work that goes into putting this show together, but I'm not looking for anybody to pat me on the back or thank me. What I am looking for you to do is to begin to show up and stand up. Now, over the course of the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be standing up. I'll be speaking this Saturday at an event in Lapeer. Folks, this is more than a 20-minute drive from my home. I'll be going to St. Clair on the 13th to speak to the St. Clair Democratic Club in Port Huron. Trust me, that's a lot further than 20 minutes away from my home. I'll be getting together with the folks from Drinking Liberally on the 21st, I believe, of July. In Rochester, again, not real close to home. And I get up awfully early in the morning. I'm not saying this to be a martyr. I'm just telling you that sometimes you just have to make some sacrifices. And it would be, you know, really wrong of me to preach one thing and not do it myself. And so I am doing my best without putting myself in any kind of health danger to be that guy that, you know, practice what he preaches. I'm asking you to engage. You see, it does happen one person at a time. Ask the folks that are involved in the recall effort of either an elected Republican in the state House or Senate, or those that are actively involved in the recall of the governor. They'll tell you how empowering that is once they got involved. It's kind of addictive. Once you become active, it's hard to walk away because you see the potential. You see what's possible. And that's why I believe our best hope of winning back our democracy, of protecting the middle class, of protecting the poor and those that are most needy right now in this country, in this state, in our local community, is to make sure that we support our unions and strengthen them if we can, whether that's by joining a union, by organizing one in your workplace, by going to a union meeting, by supporting your union leadership. Now, I said last week, and I'll say it again, you need to challenge your union leadership. You need to make sure that they know what's going on. You need to question them, but you need to be fair about it. And when you see the work they are doing, when you see how hard they are working, try to keep your issues front and center, because every victory that a union has is a victory for every working American. And that's the part I don't ever want you to forget. You may not belong to a union, but I assure you, you have what you have today because a union leader stood up for somebody just like you. I'm going to leave it there today. For Todd and Jeff, I want to thank them for all the hard work they do. It was great to be back after a long weekend, and we'll be back again tomorrow morning. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift, and as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our last look at the roadways. Our total traffic update is still good news out there. 275-96 interchange, not too bad. We have to see pockets of heavier traffic coming northbound 275 Ann Arbor Road into 96. And if you're on the Jeffries a little bit, trying to get on to 275. 96 East, trying to get on to 275, a little busier there. But again, nothing like what we normally see during the morning rush hour.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 90. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low of 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 89. Fair skies and 71 degrees right now at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page.